Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? You doing good? Look at us. Look at us. Isn't it fun every week? We meet. Oh, go fuck yourself. What? Hey, by the way, Ben Glebe was going to try to do the show next week, but it didn't work out. But I wanted to give him a plug because I know when I was doing my hour special, you know, all the attention you can throw that way. Do you know Ben Glebe? Oh, you don't? Well, he's the host. He's also the executive producer, I happen to know, but it says host. Executive producer of the game shows. It's on the Game Show Network. It's called an Idiot Test. Idiot Test. Well, it's spelled I-D-I-O-T-E-S-T. Am I saying it right? Well, his, real quick, his new hour special drops. It drops. You know when? On June 3rd. On June 3rd. That's right. And, it's called, you want to know what it's called? Neurotic Gangster. So on June 3rd, watch Ben Glebe on Showtime. That's all you got to remember. Okay, you already remember June 3rd. That's in your head. Oh, June 3rd. Oh, that's right, June 3rd. And then Showtime, that's easy because, you know, basically you're going, oh, yeah, sure, it's June 3rd. It's on Showtime. What is it? It's called Neurotic Gangster. It's Ben Glebe's first. That's a big deal, your first hour special. All right. Now, Daniel T, you listen to the podcast, right? Shut the fuck up. Daniel T, we were going to do 10 people. I'm not performing the infamous 10 people Sanford and Sons, but we are going to do it next week, and we're going to do it so good. I found a way to do it, homage to the old way we did it, but we definitely added some really cool stuff. That's right, Daniel T. We did not forget about you. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Uh-huh. All right, so that's that. That's that, and this is that. And, you know, every so often I get a bug to bring some new life into the podcast. And by the way, I also like the periods where I go with all the old standards. It's just, it's you know, what I'm feeling. But we got Nick Schwartzen in the next month and a half is going to come on. Judd Apatow. I'm putting, you know, we're going to get the Super Trooper guys back on. And Bert Kreischer. And Jay Larson. Jay Larson. Who, by the way, I have invited on. It just hasn't worked. But, like him and Bert Kreischer, very requested people. Anyway, enough with that. Oh, take a deep breath. I know I say it a lot, but God, got to say it more. Just take a deep breath. Wash your... Can I ask you a question? Pause the goddamn podcast if you can. If you're on the... You know, you're at the train or you're on the bus. You could be on the treadmill. Then just keep going ahead. But if you're not, if you're at your house, why don't you take a second? Go take a shower. Take a hot shower. I know you don't want to, but if you do it and you put on some clean clothes and some clean socks, you're going to be like, what? And you know I'm right, but you're still like, do it. Come on. I'm going to wait. I'll wait in real time. All right. Our guest today was Chris James from Vancouver, and he was great. Chris listens to the show, so it's always nice when someone listens to the show. It is nice. It's important even. But not always the case, and we have, Blake Wexler sitting in doing some bit. You'll hear it. I was going to say, you're not supposed to know he's there. Yeah, it doesn't matter. My friend Niall, Aristotle, and, Aaron R. That's what we call him. Aaron R. A-R-N-R. Aaron R-R. Aaron. Aaron R. Aaron Roach. I always say his last name wrong. He's been great. He's been organizing that board so well. Like, it's so clean. It's so he got rid of the crap, and he's organizing it when we need sound effects. We're gonna go to another level. I'm really, all right. Is this boring, this part? Is it? Well, I'm sorry. All right. Aristotle. What? Come on, you really want to sing 10 seconds of a song? Go ahead. Oh, not yet. Put a ton of reverb in it.
Thank you, Victor Hagman, for an incredible jingle. Everyone's gonna hear in the beginning of the episode. It's a great jingle. I love it. Thank you, Victor Hagman.
Wow. That actually sounded good. Shut up. Look at little Aristotle singing like a professional. And when I say little, I mean that endearing. You're large. You're larger than life, Aristotle. All right, everybody, enjoy the show. Chris James, you're the best. I know he's going to be listening. Right now, Chris James, you know he's listening. You know it. What did he say about me in the first part?
Honey, Todd Glass is doing the opening to the show. He said so many nice things about me.
And I mean it. By the way, I always tell you about this. Chris James, he's performing. Go to his... Go somewhere where he lists his dates. Go see him. Go up to him after the show. All right, I'm done. Chris, you were great. You should feel good about yourself. You're a special person. You have a lot of good qualities, a lot of empathy, you're smart, you're kind, you're decent, you're funny. You're awesome. All right? If that didn't put a goddamn smile on your face, and I don't know what would. And you know the best part about everything I just said? I meant it. Now get the fuck out of my house. 5 days he's been staying here. Jesus. He said he's going to just stay one night. I can't get rid of him. All right, here's the show. Goodbye. You're great. I'll mush your fucking face. When I see you, I'll squeeze it. I'll just take it. Every one of the listeners, I'll just mush it and love it and good. Rachel? I got your email. Look at Rachel. She's so cute. With her dog, her golden retriever. She sent me a picture of her biting it. I loved it. You were biting that dog, Rachel, right where I want to bite dogs. Right on their, you know what I mean? Their cute little face. All right. I saw a dog today sitting in the back seat of a car looking out the window. He was so happy. He's like, oh my God, I'm just driving around. It's cool. All righty. Goodbye. Enjoy the show. Don't be stupid.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
You know what? Let's start really... Aristotle, how you doing? Good.
Oh.
Aristotle! Aristotle!
This is my absolute favorite jingle so far.
Me too. Somebody send it in.
They know me so well.
What's the second thing he's saying? He's saying Aristotle. And by the way, who sent that in? I wrote it down. Did you write it down? I love this. And I emailed him and I said I loved it. And he emailed me back. And now I want to be able to say his name. Very unprofessional.
Aristotle is here, Jetski. Aristotle is here.
And I'm blaming everybody on this show except me for this egregious mistake. It's embarrassing in front of Niall. Comes here all the way from the Bahamas. but we'll give him credit on the opening. And you know who you are, right? Play it. Keep playing it. It's great.
Oh. You're still here? This is awkward.
He sang the whole song and then he goes, but, oh, you're still here?
Yeah. But what have you been up to then? And interesting.
Now listen, Chris James is here, which we're going to say, you give me 3 minutes and you're going to have such a good time. I'm so glad you're here, Chris. I know Chris from Vancouver originally, where I met him. I went backstage at the Comedy Mix, and this was about 5 years ago. And today's a very big day because I took you out of my phone as Vancouver Chris James. Now you're just Chris James. So I wanted to let you know that.
Do you want me to react to it?
Sure.
It's exciting.
It really is, because you don't seem it.
No,
is it the best thing that ever happened to you?
I'll be honest with you. I was a little offended in the first place that you had.
Remember I told you I had a dream?
Yeah, no. I mean,
like Martin Luther King. Well, in my dream was about you getting mad at me for you saw my phone. Like, so you called my phone to help me find it.
Oh, yeah.
I had a dream, and then when it rang, we found it, but it also said Vancouver Chris James.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm just Vancouver Chris James? And I tell everybody the same story. That's how you remember people in the beginning. And then you slowly take them out of your phone under that because you now know them. You're friends with them. But I always say if anybody gets upset with me, you know, mentioning where their city was, let's talk about Nick Lipa. You know Nick Lipa? His mom has him under Florida Nick. He goes, that's wrong, right? I go, of course that's wrong, right? Not wrong. I know your mother loves you, but Florida Nick, how many Nicks? She can't put you under Nick. Can't she put the other Nick she knows under Florida Nick?
And or just says my son.
My son, right.
Yeah.
What if she goes, well, then I'll forget his name. So let's play something nice. Take a deep breath, everyone. Everything's going to be fine. Let this soak in. Let this breathe. Let it breathe. And then we're going to come back and...
I like you just the way you are.
Imagine you came home from school every day. You didn't go on the internet. You didn't play Flappy Bird. But instead you turned on PBS to watch a guy in a cardigan who accepted you no matter what. That was Mr. Rogers.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear.
You put on those shoes, that sweater, you fed his fish.
Look at these fish. It's as if they're dancing.
Watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was kind of like visiting your grandparents, except you actually liked going, especially to the neighborhood of make-believe.
I'm glad you're the way you are. I'm glad you're you.
The show didn't rely on gimmicks to hold your attention. The set looked like something you'd make in your basement. And the puppets were worn from years of play and affection, showing that you don't need much to have an amazing adventure. Just a bit of imagination. He treated you like an equal.
How do I turn your music on here?
It's push-pull.
Okay.
We learned with him about how crayons are made.
One of those little boxes has 16 different color crayons in it.
Who gives a shit?
Divorce.
My mother.
See, I add comedy.
What's wrong with them?
They fight all the time.
See, a lot of those puppets, I didn't have a big affection for Mr. Rogers when I was younger. I just saw it on. So people go, well, when the hell did you fall in love with him? When I was older, I'm 32 next month, and I realized something. Shut the fuck up every goddamn morning. Are you aware of Mr. Rogers, Chris?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know you're from Vancouver.
Yeah. Well,
you always make a big deal about that. He got pulled over. He goes, I'm Vancouver Chris. How are you, officer? When I was older, because I realized he understood that just because children come out of your vagina
or and you know you make them and you come
pussy,
and
yeah,
have a little class. That you they still have feelings and you can have a tremendous amount of discipline for children. Yeah, kids. I always say the same thing. Everybody, look. Let's face it. Unless you're going into it knowing kids need a shit ton of discipline, obviously they do. And if you and they do, but he's not defying that. He's saying, and on top of that, they have problems. They have things they worry about. And I love that he points that out. This is years ago when nobody else was doing this. Like, and he talks about those puppets. I just saw the puppets. I didn't even know what they were saying when I was younger. But now I hear it on this little story about him that there was like, my parents are getting divorced and I'm sad. And then, you know, for some little kids sitting home, that was like, wow, like that probably comforted them. I like you just the way you are. How many kids sat in front of that TV and it meant something to them, you know?
I mean, I was one of them. I watched it when I was a little kid, and yeah.
And did you, because that's funny that you would think, well, you know, again, I didn't watch it when I was little. So when you watched it when you were little, do you literally remember what it did for you?
I just remember it being a comforting show and being excited to see them every day, you know? But I also fell in love a bit as a grown up too. Again, when I saw that thing, as you played it on the show before, where he's talking to
the Senate.
Yeah,
exactly. Wow, that melts you. That's like a you know.
Fred Rogers never condescended to his audience. He simply taught and listened. He was the best friend of countless children over the years. When you watched Mr. Rogers, anything seemed possible. 895 episodes. 4 decades. One man.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor.
All of us have special ones who have loved us into being.
We're going to do this.
Would you just take, along with me, 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are?
What's this? Oh, come on! How's that help the show? Come on!
Live drumming.
Yeah, right after the Mr. Rogers? Alright, we got one more thing to do. And then that's... I asked people to... meter maids. I thought about this. You know, meter maids are necessary. And I'm not defending the ones that are mean, but even the ones that are nice... Look, there's no excuse, but that's a hard job. I get it. If you're a flight attendant, I say the same thing. You should look, the nice flight attendants are not nice because they don't deal with shit. You don't just say, oh, they're nice because they wiggled through all the bullshit that all the other mean flight attendants get. No, they went through the same channel that they managed to still go, if I'm going to enjoy this job at all, I have to reap the benefits from the nice people on the plane. I have to continue to be nice. It's hard for meter maids. And, yeah, they get you angry, and the less money you have, the more angry you get. You tend to be more civil to them when you're not saying you're loaded, but that $85 sometimes, that's like, I get it. But you know what? Still, I say, go up to a meter maid and go, look, I'm not being sarcastic. Like, I know no one thanks you guys, but thank you. You know, can we play that? So somebody did it. Dylan Wise?
Yes.
And he sent it in, and you know the meter maid. Well, let's play it first. And by the way, you know, there's not a big reaction. I wanted a little more, but this meter, hey, thanks. Couldn't the guy cry a little bit? Jesus, fuck. If I was a meter maid and someone said, hey, thank you. Because you know what? Without meter maids, it would suck. I know there's a lot of people, that's the way they make their money through tickets. Yes, that part of it, I don't defy, but as far as people blocking and they'd be, can you imagine? You wouldn't be able to get anywhere. You'd be like, I can't believe this city doesn't do anything about this. So this guy did it. You have to listen closely.
Hey, excuse me. I just want to say thank you for everything you do.
Oh,
I know nobody thanks you, so I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you.
Keeping the streets clean. Have a good one.
So it doesn't sound, you know, like he's just simple, but his gesture and his mannerisms when you watch the video, because he shot it and I saw it, Dylan Wise, it's great. It's really warm, you know. He's like, you can tell he appreciates it.
Do you think he did? Yeah, because yeah, you couldn't tell.
He did.
Maybe he thought it was a joke.
No. He did. He appreciated it. And then I got one more. You know, I like these things sometimes. So anyway, I'm watching these videos, and you know, on the,
YouTube.
You know, on YouTube. Thank you. And so there's a cop. You know, that you just tell he's a nice guy, and of course there's nice cops. I think the amount that are like this guy. Probably, and I've talked about it before. I'm not saying cops who would kill someone and hide a gun. No, that's an egregious. I'm just talking about on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the biggest prick. Those prick cops. There's really good cops, obviously, that get shit anyway. I get it, no, but I'm talking about the really the this the bad. Not even the ones to another league. Just the ones we even white men have to deal with. You know what I mean? Like not what other people have to deal with, obviously, but even them. You know, this is like a Napoleon complex. You know, but then there's I think 10% that are like my friends. A few of my friends that are cops. Like there's you have to be a good cop. You have to have so much fucking empathy. You really do. And you know what? They both do. The cops I know. A lot of empathy. A lot of fucking empathy. That makes a great fucking cop. You can't be dumb. You're a prejudiced deli owner. Okay. You're a prejudiced cop. It's a little more dangerous. And, but anyway, but like, I think it is important because some people, there are, you know, there are, this is just really sweet, you know. There's a guy tailgating this biker. You can see it in the video. He's tailgating him. And then all of a sudden, in a good way, the cop sees it. And he just goes, but he said one thing that, I mean, like, I cry so easy. He said this. I was like, oh, like, because those bikers, you know, they are sometimes forgotten, bikers that are out there. You know, they are, they're cops, you know. But this guy did. So he pulls up next to him. You hear him sound his air horn. He's like, he just, because the car was tailgating the fucking biker. You could hear the biker had the camera.
In a bicycle? Or
yeah,
a bicycle.
Yeah, yeah. And he's tailgating him, and he fucking gets right on him. And then you can tell the guy's like, Jesus, like, he scared him. He's so close to his tire in the back, the bicycle guy. And the cop was just right there. You can see it in the video. Pulls up right next to him. He goes, you want me to do something? He goes, yeah, thank you. And he goes, here we go.
He's like,
you want me to hold on?
Yeah, this jackoff is riding right on your ass.
I know, I saw him in my mirror.
Yeah, you want me to do something about it?
Give him a ticket, because I almost fell too.
I will, I'll put your name on it. Hi, you need to see a license and insurance. This bicycle would be funny.
He pulls up next to him.
Don't you think that's a little dangerous for him? You don't care. Okay, let me see a license and insurance.
Hey! I have a camera too, so.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
The bicycle.
I'll take care of it.
Okay.
I want you to know I care.
All right, thank you.
All right.
My name is Kevin, by the way.
All right, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Right? I love that he goes, I just want you to know I care. Like, yeah, that's an evolved cop.
Yeah, most definitely.
Because cops that are empathetic, they can be so... They do a lot of great things. You know, when I'm scared and you call them in the middle of the night, even in Los Angeles, it's fucking crazy.
How often does that happen?
Every night. Every night. I'm afraid to... We have a caller. We finally take calls. Got caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. First time, long time.
Thank you. How you doing? What's up?
I'm just wondering, quick question for the floor. Is it true that Blake Wexler's debut album comes out today, May 20th, on iTunes?
Well, you know, I'll do some research on that. Yes, that is true. We've been getting a lot of calls for that, but thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Let's take one more call. Caller, go ahead.
I want
to see how many voices Blake has. I mean,
hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Second time, long time. Just a joke.
What's your question?
I'm just wondering, is Blake Wexler's debut stand-up album, The Blake Album, available for a very fair price of $9.99?
I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Aristotle.
I'll hold.
Is there a chance that... We're getting a lot of calls about Blake's special. Is there a chance that... Nah, I don't know where to do this bit. I love this bit, but I don't need to add anything to it. But
So that's a yes, then? $9.99 on iTunes?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
This is the Todd Glass Show. So here's what we're going to do. It did sound a little like Blake.
Well, the second one.
You think it sounded like Blake?
I mean, the second one definitely wasn't him. The first one, I don't really know Blake that
well. Oh, I thought the first one wasn't him.
Oh, well, then I guess neither.
I don't think neither of him. Not no. There's absolutely not.
Maybe
right?
His friends. Maybe he told
thank
people
you.
To call.
Thank you. Thank yeah. you. Here's what I want to do. First of all, I'm hot. I want to stop and ice this room down. Before we start, I feel like I'm in a great mood. I'm glad you're here. And in a second, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
How are you?
How are you, Don? I feel like nobody asks you enough. Like, how
aww,
are you?
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm doing good.
I knew it. I knew there was something going on.
And Niles is back in the city's neighborhood.
And I'm doing good. And you're doing good?
I'm doing great.
Niall? You're doing good. Bahamas Nile is here. I met, that's your name out on the island. Hey, I'm Bahama Nile. Amongst some other people, my listeners know about, not you specifically, but about that whole group. I talked about them very affectionately and how much fun I have down there. And yeah, and this was the first year that I met Nile down there. And just, it's pure silliness. Like on golf carts, acting like we're cops. Yeah. Woo! And you
like
were there.
Like I said, I wasn't there with you, but I've been to, I happen to have been to that same
at Harbor
Island.
How did you end up in Harbor Island?
My mom used to live in the Bahamas. She worked on the airport there. So I lived there for like 4 months. And my friend and I, we would go on all kinds of trips to different places. And that was one of them, yeah.
Do you know what's... Look, it's a double-edged sword. But I also think there's something beautiful about it. And of course, you know, watching... Like the people, the young people, the young kids that are getting to go out and experience drinking and life, because their parents trust them to the island. In other words, maybe they're 17 and their parents go on the island. They let them go out and drink. Yeah. So you see, like 18, 19, maybe not 17. I'm talking about. I don't know what the fuck I'm editing myself because I'm doing a podcast.
Much younger. In
whatever
the Bahamas
it is,
drinking,
but at home they wouldn't. But they know that they're going to experience. Let them vomit on the island. you know what I mean? As opposed to where there's no car. There's no chance of car. There's no chance. So, by the way, and you know what? Probably 90% of all the younger people are fine. There's some people that will vomit. But mostly it's just, I know I'm saying it's nice and I'm talking about vomiting. But you know what I mean? It's a cool, it's an age that you, if you, there's something very great about it. That they're out and just having a great time, and you can see they're just enjoying it. Like we're like adults. Like,
yeah,
because
driving on the golf carts makes you feel like an adult for sure.
Sure.
Driving drunk.
I love the golf carts.
Like young kids driving drunk.
Well, that I don't know. That's not good. And I didn't see a lot of that. Although on the golf carts, you know, even on a golf cart, you could hurt somebody. You could kill somebody in a golf cart.
Someone flipped one when I was there. They didn't hurt themselves, but someone rolled one over.
I hope they do hurt themselves. Teach them a lesson. Yeah. And their lesson should be death.
Yeah. They act that.
No, I'm sorry. I'm very strict. Why, Nile? Did you flip? You can yell real loud. We'll hear you in the air. Did you flip at a golf cart?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So we're all good. And then, what was I going to talk? So Nile's here, and then Aristotle's here. So let's introduce you, right? Let's introduce this young man over here. Okay. Hold on. Not yet.
Okay, go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So let's do it upright, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Let's bring you in. You're here. You're from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Chris James is our guest tonight on the Todd Glass Show. It's going to be fun. I feel great. I've never felt more organized and zen. My house, I got my sofa from Joybird. It's awesome. I got my windows professionally clean. Let me tell you something. I'm not saying it's a must, but... They just turn out. Everyone knows that's what they do for a living. They squeegee it. There's not one. They scraped it all. I had the windows clean. It's a great. The sofa's there. I feel so. My house is organized. I feel great. Chris James has been staying in my house for about 3 days. Pure joy having you here. You're great. Whenever I say, "Oh, do you mind if I do this?" and I go in his room and I change things around, and he's like, "Yeah, whatever you need to do, Todd. Whatever you need to do."
I left a towel hanging up on the side of the bed, and I thought as I left the house,
"It's not staying there.
That's not going to make it. That's no way that's going to make the day." And as soon as I came back, it was gone.
And what do I tell you every time? I want to know. What do I say to you?
You always say that you're not upsetting me. You're not. I'm not. It's my own thing.
That doesn't represent. Yeah. Matter of fact. As long as somebody goes, no, do what you need to do. I mean, I'm not going through your bag straightening it out. Although, what do you have, the pot gumby bears?
Yeah, we did catch you the one.
Yeah, well, that was because blah, blah, blah. That was, no. But yeah, there are things like, you know, moving your suitcase over and then I, you know, put that in the, you know. But you're great. You're a great guest. You're great. You're fun to have here. And I'm glad you're here. And let's bring him in right?
Yeah,
Here we go. Hold on. Let me get the lights right.
Ooh.
Let's do it upright.
The studio looks great, by the way.
Talk about it.
Oh, Todd's left the mic now. So it's up to me, I guess.
I just was going over and turning out another light. I always let the listeners know what I'm doing. People go, "Oh, but it's a podcast." People know what I'm doing.
I had it the whole time anyways while you were gone.
Here we go. Can you put some reverb in whatever you need to? All right, here we go. Let's bring Chris in. Here we go.
Chris James. He's on the Todd Glass Show, hanging in Los Angeles tonight.
The Bubbles, why
James,
not, right?
Chris James, he eats at
Come on.
I hope that's not a racist thing to say.
Oh, hang on.
Chris James, he's on
live trumpet.
Here we go. Let him show off. Take it home.
How
seriously,
far away
don't
does
be
he
upset.
Live?
Come on. Take it all the way. Drink it home.
Honestly.
Right, go ahead, go
yeah,
for it.
Take it home.
And one more. And take it all the way home.
Yeah, take it home.
Chris James, everybody.
Hey.
Presidential intro. Presidential. You know what I'm talking about? Let's do it upright.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen from Vancouver, Canada. Chris James. Wow. I got nothing else after that. That's
amazing.
All my bells and whistles.
That was amazing.
Boy, that smoke really gets it hot in here.
Yeah.
Take a
you know,
deep
I,
breath,
I was really hoping I would have a. I didn't want to ask you before, but.
I didn't want you to. You can. Come on over here, Gabe. Good job on the trumpet.
Oh, amazing.
What?
Wow. Yeah, it's good. You and JJ, let me.
Oh, we got the bubbles still going. Wow. Turn that off. Let's turn my fan lower.
How's everybody at home? Say something nice. I always say, now before we go in for the, because we're going to get silly in a second.
Yeah.
If you, this is a good opportunity. Everybody's stressed out, right? Just
yeah.
Tell people. Just let's take some time. You're good. Say nice things. We're in people's ears right now. You can do it. You could go, I love you. You could say whatever you fucking want.
Say, hey, what's up?
Like, you want to say anything?
Nice? I mean, I don't.
Can't you be warm?
Yeah, absolutely. I think probably people who listen to your show, if you are listening to Todd's show, you're someone like me because I listen to Todd's show.
Oh, you do? I forget.
Yeah, you do forget.
Because all during the day, I'll be telling a story. He goes, heard it!
At first, I do a.
By the way, I have a recording. You don't know this, but I left this recorder in the living room today when I came in. Remember when I came in after I was at the gym and I walked into the house?
Yeah.
And I think it's 18 on there. So yeah, this part right here. This is we recorded. I had the recorder over in the corner. I came in and I mentioned something to you, and you can hear it on here. You're like, heard it, and I was trying to talk to you. I want people to hear. I hit a little recorder in the living room today.
I've heard this before, you stupid shit!
No, I was talking about, like, at the gym. You know when there's someone next
to you? I've listened to your stupid fucking podcast because you bug me about it all the time. I heard this. I know this.
Oh. I would go to a better gym, but the problem is I'm not driving 5 miles to a better gym. I'm not driving...
Wait, I've already heard it. Why are you still doing it? I don't understand.
You didn't hear this part of it.
Yeah, I've heard the whole fucking thing, Todd. What?
No, I... I was driving to the gym, I realized, you ever see one of those neighborhoods? I'm always thinking, why
Todd,
don't
I've
they...
heard this fucking stupid fucking story before, and I didn't like it the first time. In fact, I hated it. I sent you a text message to tell you how fucking shitty it was that time, and now you're telling it to me again when I've told you 10 times that you shouldn't fucking tell stupid stories again? Stop making mistakes in our fucking relationship! Knock it off! We're on thin ice already, buddy!
Now, let me ask you a question. When we play that, do you think, honestly, when you hear that, do you think... That's a little much?
Like what you were saying?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't mean
to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Caller, go ahead.
Oh, are you kidding?
Hi, this is Seth Galifianakis, one of Zach Galifianakis' hit characters. I just have a quick question for you about the Blake album, a brand new stand-up.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls about this, but I don't...
I'm on Basket.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're on Basket.
Oh, yeah, we love that show.
It's a very good show, but I'm not here to talk about that right now. I'm here to talk about whether or not the Blake album is available on iTunes on 520. 2016.
You know what? I think that we've been getting a lot of calls that say that, so I think yes. I think everything
but do you know?
Said,
They're
I'm pretty
asking,
sure.
Okay, toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Sounds like the guy likes to have fun, if you know what I'm talking about. Now listen, I don't know what to do next. There's so much. Let me ask you a question, Chris. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you want me to use this tonight throughout the whole evening, maybe, like as we're talking? Think this is good betting music? Can we start talking?
Yeah. Like, I could tell you about that. I had that story about my cousin getting sick.
Oh, is this a true story?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
No. Did you want me to tell? I could do some. You said you wanted me to do some stories or something.
No, just talk. In the podcast, it's all casual, just conversation.
I got casual conversation type stuff.
Oh, sure. Cool.
Yeah. Do you know?
How have you been lately?
That's interesting you asked. Before I came to the podcast, when I was in Vancouver, I was actually at a family dinner. You know how those are. And, if my grandma was there, do you know my grandma? She's legit old now.
It seems like he's really talking back and forth.
Can I finish the story ever? My grandma's like 92, and things start happening to you when you get to that point in your life. Like things start.
This really is a true.
Yeah,
this is a true.
Yeah, it's a story. Yeah. So my,
what is he doing? Wait a second, he's walking over to the mic? There's no way this is a truth.
Anyway,
why are you...
Is this on, yeah? Like I said, she's 92. Things start happening to you when you get to that.
He's at the stage. He's at the stage. Life.
Like recently she had her driver's license taken away from her.
He's at the stage doing his act. Are you talking to me?
We're having a conversation.
Well,
because
you went up to the you literally went up to the stage.
Yeah, I'm stretching my legs out.
But you're talking. Go ahead. So what happened with your grandmother?
Me to have stories or whatever. So yeah, she's my grandma's. She's at night. Like I said, so she's. It's all that she's thinking about. It's her whole. It dominates her thoughts. Obviously, when she's not. You know that day, so she's had her driver's license taken away. So she comes up, and what are you supposed to say to her? What are you supposed to say to her? When she comes up, and she's this tiny little old lady, and I'll do her kind of like. She comes up to you and she said, she corners you.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Can we just consider this stand-up? Because you're up.
Because I'm standing up? Have you not?
Well, yeah.
But have you not ever had a regular conversation standing up with someone?
All right, okay. So let
me get to the end of this. Yeah. She'll come up and she'll say...
To George Carlin, he's standing up at the stage.
So Chris, she'll say, oh, Chris, can you imagine you do something your whole life for 60 years, you do it, and then someone just comes along and says, now you can never do it again? How's that fair? And what are you supposed to say to her? What are you supposed to say to the poor little... I try to reason with her. I say, Grandma, I don't know what to say. I feel you, but when you get your third DUI... Thank you. Thanks very much, everybody.
Come on.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What?
That's just...
I don't know how that's necessary. That was necessary. Listen.
Is Aristotle the one putting that on?
Oh. Other shows. Someone rings the doorbell. They're going to introduce a character. Oh, come. We don't even give a shit on this show. We don't care.
Oh, God, I don't care.
Oh, we're not like those other shows. Who gives a shit?
Go home, asshole.
Get
later, buddy.
Get the fuck out of here. We're telling stories in here.
Asshole.
Get out of here, you fucking shithead.
Oh, he's taking it a bit further.
You don't want to fucking hear that noise.
I think they're gone already.
I want to... Take a deep breath. Deep breath out. Let's have fun. Right? I'm bringing it back. Get up and dance. Put it through the house. Make my bees want to rear. Let's enjoy it. Who doesn't love this? You make my pants want to get up and dance. You make
shake my hey, ha ho. Sing along, you know the words.
You want to say it's not a professional show? You can go fuck yourself. Oh. The most professional show in the world, and I that's that. Well, what do I do now? Okay. I'm not afraid of other shows. Oh my god, I think it's so funny. They're so afraid of breathing. Oh, I better jam something in there. be interesting. You know, how about being natural?
Hello? Hi. So, first time, long time. Just wondering if the Blake album, is it good to, fuck to, or, you know what I mean?
Our show, we're not like those other shows. Like, that's why people listen, because they're sitting in their living room. They're like, he's doing nothing like we are. People, and by the way, for the people that are being, oh, you should be doing something in your podcast. So should you. Why is the responsibility on me? To be so, I took inflection classes from Andy Kindler. Why is it important that I do the comedy? Because that's so, not responsibility on me. Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from the Rotisserie Chicken. Is Chris James there, please? Hey, Chris, how you doing? Tom over here, Rotisserie Chicken. Hey, are you loving it?
Sorry, who's this?
It's Tom over from Rotisserie Chicken.
How'd you get my number?
Well, I got your number because you put it when you ordered your Rotisserie Chicken 12 years ago. Now, I noticed on your form here, he's so cocky the way he says it. I noticed on your form here, I was just looking at it, that you got a half price because you promised to tell 10 friends.
Like,
do you remember that?
Okay. This is 12 years ago, but I remember.
All right.
Who is this?
My name is Tom. I'm calling from Rotisserie Chicken. So do you know when we say that on the commercial, you'll get half price if you promise to tell friends? Look, we get it. A lot of people think they're not going to know we didn't tell 10 friends. I'm going to get half price. Yeah. We didn't get
I think everybody thinks that.
Well, you're right. And that's why we're calling everybody.
Oh.
So are you going to... And look, I might be a little bit aggressive because I've been dealing with this.
Take that mite out of there, bud.
Is there a chance that you could pay up for your Rotisserie Chicken? Because we didn't get any calls. And you know what? Let me explain something. Let's fast forward. That's okay.
So you want
to
pay up? Money from me? I don't understand.
Oh, you're not a robber, are you? I'll call the police. No, I'm being serious. If there's a robber, I will... Are you a robber? You didn't rob money from me. You made a mistake.
You're a fink. You're a dirty rat.
Did you tell 10 friends?
I didn't tell anybody.
Then give us our money that I said it was the amount before, so this bit makes sense. Whatever the money was amount. What was it? How much was it? $87. Let's make it. You owe us $87.
You want me to pay? Sorry, who is
Listen,
this?
Listen, you can cut the shit. What are you doing over there? You just sit around.
I mean,
I hear something in the background.
Just
whatever it is, what is that?
I hear what it is.
I hear something. What is that?
My band's practicing.
Are you listening to the Todd Glass Show?
That's my band.
Are you listening to the Todd Glass Show? I demand the bit goes that way. Yeah. I want my money.
Yeah.
I want the money. I'm not fucking around. Let's up this bit. Let's get real.
Okay.
Someone's calling you.
Yeah.
You treat it more real. I'm the director.
Yeah, okay.
I want my fucking money.
Okay, can you...
You didn't tell anybody.
Yeah,
you think it's funny. I'll come over there. I'll choke you.
Oh, that's illegal what you just said.
Yeah,
right
guess
there.
What? I don't give a shit anymore. I wasn't getting the money from you the legal way.
Well, that's... But you're threatening me.
I am threatening you because I don't give a shit. You know what it feels like to be backed up against the wall? You didn't tell anybody. You admit it. Man up. Pay the $87.
Man up? What is that
tonight.
Supposed to mean?
You're right,
it's
actually.
It's 2016.
Yeah, you're right. Be a professional. Be be a person that pays their money.
Yeah, okay, listen to me, okay? Listen, the rotisserie fucking whatever it is a piece of shit.
You know what, that's what you said. Funny, because I remember when I got on the phone with you, I asked you how your rotisserie...
Why do you remember getting on the phone with me 12 years ago?
It wasn't 12 years ago, it was the beginning of this call. 12 years ago, I didn't call you. I just got this account. And you're going to pay your money. I'll
wait
come over
a second.
There.
Why do you have... Oh, you have, geez, no,
I would
you have
hate
nothing.
To see something happen. I would hate to see something happen to that little daughter of yours.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's right. I'm not fucking around.
Why?
You pay the money.
That's not my
we
daughter.
We have her in
that's
a van.
My wife. What? Hey,
we have her in a van. No, we don't. Maybe I shouldn't have. You know what? Let's end this call. The guy realizes he better...
The guy's gone
no, let's
too far.
Go. Let's erase before that.
Yeah, okay.
Listen.
So you want to erase? That's interesting, sir, that you want to erase that because it's still being no,
out
it's still being recorded. But and the police are going to hear the recording.
The police taught us how to fudge that. It's on the down low. You got the down low is a lot of cops with their secrets and then some other people with their problems and secrets. So sad.
Sorry, sir. Are you still? Is this still?
No. No, I was digressing.
Yeah. I was like, are you okay? Is everything going okay with
you? You know, to tell you the truth, I hate this job.
Yeah, I can tell you hate the job.
Because...
But is it only the job? I mean, it sounds like you don't have a whole lot together at all.
I am tired of calling people that were tricked.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just going to let you tell you the truth.
Yeah. You did threaten me. You threatened me to kill my
I know. And you know what? That was a mistake. And I think you could tell the minute
well,
I said
it. Well, it was a mistake. But you've threatened now to kill my daughter and... And that's something that's against the
I'm
law.
Not, I have a, you know what? You have every right to call. First of all,
yeah, I am going to call the police.
To George
sure.
Carlin, even in this bit, I wish I could take the part out. Where I, but I'm not going to because I get it was just twisted. But let's make pretend for the bit that I never said that part.
Okay.
Even in the bit.
Yeah.
So just go back to them. I'm screaming, I'm yelling, everything I said except for the part about the daughter.
It's really hard not to forget.
I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
I don't like this job. I'm sorry. I yelled at you, not like the daughter. Remember that didn't happen.
Yeah. No,
that's like a judge when they go, Your Honor, strike that from the record. That was gotten illegally. I get it, because you have to defend
the legal process.
You have to defend the legal process because the same thing that will let somebody go will put someone else in jail. You know, and some innocent person. I get it. We have gray areas, so I get it. You have to. But with that said. I'm talking to you right now still as the Rochester Chicken
that,
guy.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to remember what we're doing because I forgot.
Yeah.
But shut up. I remember what I was talking about. Remember, I'm still the Rochester Chicken guy.
No,
I called you. I'm just.
I have
I'm,
stuff
what do you
do
call
today.
It? I'm having a breakdown.
Yeah, you're having a mental breakdown.
Okay.
I get
let's go back to the bit. Back to the bit.
Back to the bit. Back I never bit. Left.
Asshole. Fuck, I'm going to get a leather jacket and beat the shit out of him. Start my own goddamn gang. So sick of being bossed around. Wexler was right. We should have bought satin jackets 20 years ago.
You should get a denim jacket. A black denim jacket.
Yeah.
I have one.
Aristotle, I'm not kidding around. I'm so close. And sir, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. Let's talk about leather jackets later in the show. Let's go back to this bit. What if this... Okay. So what I'm saying is, like in a courtroom when they go... So even though I respect this as a juror, you know...
You can't take it back.
You go, strike that from the record. That information was obtained. Okay, I'm going to okay, I'll strike it from the record. But inside, you know what I'm thinking? I'm not going to strike it from my memory and my decision. Yeah. You can't. And then they come in the room. Oh, are you letting that affect your decision? Maybe I am. That's what I would say. I would not fall for any of these. Am I still the rotisserie chicken guy? Why not?
Yeah.
Makes it funnier. Why they try those courtroom tricks? Were you at the scene of the crime? Blah, blah, blah. And you go, yes, but. And they go, no, yes or no. This is now I get it when yes or no is a good question. You know, they go, yes or no. I love when people are pinpointed on that. But no, not in the courtroom. Sometimes they go, you go, yes, but. And when you get the butt eye out, they go, no, it's a yes or no. You know what I'd say? Oh, well, guess what? If I can't have a yes, but, I ain't saying shit. So maybe you can reconvene with your lawyers and the judges and go, let them have a yes, but. I need a yes, but. Yes, but means yes, I was there. But, and it's crucial information. So if I can't get a yes, but, adios, motherfuckers. I don't know what scene this is, but... I'm in the courtroom. Yeah, because then they might convene and go, give him a yes, but. And I'm not going to run off. That's even in the bit, it didn't make any sense. But I need that money for the rotisserie chicken. Seriously. So, I don't want it. I
just
want to be
like... Hey, I get it. It's
you
your job.
It. Thank
you're
thank
trying
you.
To... Yeah.
How can we make up? I feel like I was out of line.
Yeah, well,
Well, I'm not mentioning the thing.
I didn't say that. That didn't happen.
Yeah, I know. Because
that you wouldn't forgive me for. That's a little much.
Yeah.
Choking you to death.
That's what I'm talking about when you threatened to kill me when you said you'd come over to my house and kill me.
You listen to the Todd Glass Show?
Yeah.
I'm Todd Glass. Oh. That's how vain I am. And I'm work at the Rotisserie Chicken
Place. Why are you working there?
Because things are not going well with my podcast. My manager said I should shut up about a lot of my opinions.
Yeah.
But what else do I have this vehicle for? You know what? I want to welcome everybody in. Right? Let's have fun. I do it big. Chris James is here. Niles here from Bahamas. Huh? It's the Todd Glass Show with Chris James, everybody.
Let's go big. Come on. Wow, that whistling was nice.
What song is that?
The guy that doesn't mention the trumpets. Guy wails away on the trumpet. Ooh, that whistling really did it for me. Yeah, that whistling did it for me. That was the name of my first country hit. You want to hear something in the middle of the show? I don't do, stuff. We'll wait a little while. What time is it?
7:51.
Wow, we have a while with each other.
Yeah.
God damn. Just take a deep breath. Let's take it in.
Oh, wow. Did you notice the shirt I'm wearing?
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Yeah. It's just weird. You told me to wear it, and you said everyone would be wearing it.
Oh, cough, cough. Edit. It says Todd Glass Fridays at 9, right after Marc Maron.
Yeah.
It's a nice shirt.
I got it. Yeah.
How about you pay for that?
No, Jake came to
me. Shit. I knew he was giving shirts away.
Yeah.
Between him and Blake, it's costing me a lot. Who is not here tonight. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Blake is. Why would he? But why would I? First of all, Blake is not here. Why would I mention that he was here? If why would I say the opposite of a? It doesn't even make any sense. Why would I say, "Oh, Blake's here"? No, I would say Blake is here. If Blake wasn't here, I wouldn't. Why would somebody go? Oh, I'll say he wasn't when he was.
Yeah, I think he's not.
Why?
His background. Rumble.
Why?
Honestly, the way the tides change, the tide can be in.
That sounds kind of like
the tide. There could be a goddamn.
It doesn't even make any sense. Hi, Blake's not here, but then he is. It doesn't even.
I don't think I would do that.
It's stupid. Doesn't even make any sense.
I hope.
Oh, I wonder if Blake's there. Why would anybody even think Blake was there?
Dumb.
Makes me sick.
Only an idiot.
Can I play something real quick that's sort of sad?
Please do.
Well, it's sad, but it's funny. Blake, when I was at his house, I put a recorder. And we have a live feed in the Blake's house.
Right now?
Yes. Honest. To potato salad.
Yeah.
All he does is talk about a CD. Like, I think in this one...
Is there people with him that he's talking to?
That's a good question. I think he... Because he... No one else. You don't really hear... I think I hear it in the background.
Is it running
right now? He's with his mom. I know he's with his mom because his mom came to visit. When I heard... I hear later, which I don't have it in this part, you hear his mom talk. But for the first 20 minutes...
Yeah.
Oh, no. This isn't a recording. This is live. How's the bit go? It doesn't matter. Live. Okay, it's live.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen.
His mom...
We recorded it. I record. You know why? Because then I can say things like, I can make you do whatever I want. I say things like this. For some reason, he starts playing the flute in the middle.
Yeah.
No, but I won't give you that responsibility. But anyway, back to it. So
What time did you record
it? Well, I recorded it for like 24 hours, and I was over there. Blah, blah, blah,
you made a sizzle reel? Work.
Yes, and then, listen to this. Apparently, no. Oh, my God. Listeners, and it's usually you're the ones that listen. I'm sorry when I'm into a bit and I'm for the. It doesn't matter. I'm trying to sand down the specifics of it, but for me it matters. And I wish I want to do what makes the bit better. Do you think it's better to be live?
We can just check in.
Just check in.
Yeah, we could.
It's check all. You're always on. Okay, cool. Can I clean this whole bit up? What do you think I should do? Raise your hand if you think I should leave all this shit in or clean it up.
Well, you'd have to ask both of them.
Leave both? Leave
no,
all
you,
this in.
No, but you asked both of the questions. You didn't give us a chance to put our hands up after
well,
the first
one. Oh, do you want us to leave it in or take it out? Leave it in, raise your hands.
I just got a funny joke in, so I'll say leave it in.
Sometimes that's what happens. I will leave it in. Just because of your joke.
Yeah.
It better really land, that joke, or you're going to be fucking dealing with me. They call me Fonzie. Which has nothing to do with the jacket that Fonzie wore. So I think we'll leave it all in. But we'll go back to just... So anyway, we have a microphone. And turn up. All he does is talk about that CD. He is. I think he's with his mom staying over this weekend.
Mom! Put on track 12 again!
Oh my God.
Put it
sad.
On!
That's horrible.
You want to have a fucking laugh? Put on track 12 and just let it roll, baby.
Whoa. Ooh.
Sorry, I have wireless headphones.
Turn it off for a second. To potato salad, you have to understand the veracity of this. And veracity will be used later in this show. And you'll be like, that's where Todd heard it. Remember that, every one of you. Later in the show, you're going to hear the word veracity. And you're going to be like, shut the fuck up. That's when Todd, where he got the word from. I never knew that word. I don't even know if it fit there. But I wanted to say it. And after today, I'll never be crediting where I got the word. I'll just be the guy who uses the word veracity. I started using a lot of other words over the years. No one knows. I don't apologize every time I throw around a big word, you know? So anyway, reconcile. I'm kidding. Zach Galifianakis. That's a fucking mouthful. So.
Interject.
Thank you.
It's a classic.
Oh, yeah. Pause
it
again. Turn it off again. There's no pausing it. So this is real. That's what I was trying to say. This is real. Like, you have to understand the veracity. See, that's what I was like. Of it, the way he talks, it's so sad.
But it's so sad. What's his relationship like with his mom?
They have a pretty good relationship. I've always thought that Blake got the way he is from his parents. Like, you meet them. They're personable. They're nice. You hear his mom a little bit in the background. And
funny.
Turn it back on.
You're so funny, sweetie. You're so funny. And I love you because you made me, Mom.
Oh, that's... Ew, that is, no, but gross. No, that's nice. I like
well, listen,
that.
Listen. He's talking about a CD again.
You know what? You see that pot? You see Louis C.K. Shameless? Throw it out the fucking window.
Ew.
Oh, why?
Turn it off. Turn
Hang
it off.
Hang on. Why does he have to throw other albums
Thank
out?
You. Who said that?
It was me.
That's what I thought. Yeah, it seems like he's just a recluse.
Yeah.
Hold on. Just turn his mic back on for a second.
Yeah, I want to
No
hear.
Need. No need for all the albums... The Blake album. Is
all right, turn it off. Turn
you
it off.
Like more than one album.
Turn it on and off. Just want to hear like what we'll hear. Turn it on. 3 seconds. Turn it off.
These fucking idiots.
Oh,
Jesus Christ! He's changed. How did it end off with me and the rotisserie? Let's tell a story. This is the Todd Glass Show. We didn't get to be number one by the Podcast Association of America because we don't know how to do a show. Let's go back and tell the story of the rotisserie chicken guy. How do you see it going down? They made up, right? We don't have to play it out. How did it happen? What happened?
Like the two, like myself and you.
Yeah, we became friends, right?
Yeah, I think probably it got down to it and you had some money problems and maybe I helped you out and we had a personal relationship afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what do we do, hang out all the time or something?
I mean, no, once a week or so. I mean,
we're like best friends. We're like, oh yeah.
No, nah, not best friend. Like, kind of.
Who's
we
your
know,
best friend?
We know each
sure
other.
Sure, I'm a good interviewer. You piles of shit.
My best friend.
Yeah. Who's your? Sure, I have a professional show. The other shows are so fucking nervous. They're shitting in their pants because our show is so produced. They say. Yeah, that's what they're saying out on the street. Will you play? By the way, oh my God. Joe McKenzie's wife is on the phone. She's so mad. Oh, should we take it? Oh, no. Don't turn her phone on, Aristotle. Let me fill you in. This is Joe McKenzie, his wife, because we're playing Joe McKenzie. Basically, you could say if there was a musical He does everything musical in the show.
Jingle Joe.
Jingle Joe.
Yeah.
Lyricist Joe.
Oh, lyricist. That's right. Sorry.
I said this before, and I mean it. I don't know if I'd want to do the show without him. It has certainly spoiled me, and I love him in the sense of all the stuff he does for the show. And as a person, I couldn't luck out more. He's a great human being. And his wife has a little bit of a drinking problem. I'm not going to lie. So every time we... Joe doesn't care if a listener once in a while sends something in. He loves it as much as we do. But his wife...
Oh, really?
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Ted.
Have you been drinking?
Just a little bit. Just a couple of white wines.
What's wrong? Ew, gross.
That didn't really sound like my little Joey singing that jingle.
No, okay, this is, we can't.
Joey. No,
You've been drinking. You've been drinking. You sound like,
you know how I know you're drunk? You've been drinking up our money.
You know how, he doesn't get paid to do, stop doing that, please. Is this real? Hold on, is this, pause it. Not pause it, put him on hold. I never know what to say.
Her,
put her on hold. Aristotle, honestly, the potato salad, is that really Joe's wife?
Absolutely.
His wife's name?
She's calling through my phone, and
this is true. Potato salad. God damn it, I'm glad we have a safe word.
Potato salad.
Put her back on. Hello? How many drinks did you have?
Put me on 11.
Joe deserves better than you. 11.
Joe doesn't even know anything about
you. You know how I know you're drunk? Because when you're drunk, you get...
Drunk.
That's how I know. Little things like that I'm trying to look for.
I'm a genius, Todd Glass. I was drinking
Todd
Glass.
What's she upset at?
Chris James
is... Who just said that? A little backstabber?
Sorry?
We brought in a backstabber from Canada in
Turn import. Turn the phone off. You know how I know? Because she's so drunk, she's like a parody of a drunk.
Yeah.
Hello? Are you there?
I'm everywhere, sweetheart.
Oh, she's getting excited.
Gross, she's hitting on me.
I want to play jingles.
So that's we're not going to play other jingles anymore. Oh, stop. This is really... Hold on. Hold on. Is this really... Oh, it must be Joe's wife, because she said it up front. Must be Joe's wife.
I think it is. Aristotle said it was.
Why wouldn't it be?
It's Joe's wife.
Definitely Joe's wife. I mean, you think he's embarrassed? Let's talk about this. Let's not take her call right now because she's obviously very drunk. Do you think it embarrasses Joe in Portland? Like, she's obviously walks around.
Yeah.
The word is you. Now, someone was telling you that she walks around drunk all the or something all the time. Like, yo, Mrs. Lear's is Joe's wife.
I heard she go. Yeah, somebody told me. I did stand up in Portland.
Is this
Vancouver.
A true story?
Yeah, that's true.
Potato salad.
Yeah, potato salad. It's close to Vancouver, so I've been there to do that. And I heard someone said that I didn't know that it was Lear's is Joe's wife, but this lady, I heard about her. She goes into the local strip
Tell
club.
Tell the story.
Well, she goes into local strip clubs, female strip clubs.
This is true?
Yeah, it's true. Absolutely true. And she screams at the strippers drunk like that, like we just heard. And she screams. Screams at the strippers. I'm better than you. She says you stinky. You know, and I don't want to even say what.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to say what. But apparently she goes in there and she'll get up and she'll start like as if it's an open. You know, like she's getting up there and she takes him off the stage and so I'd imagine he's incredibly embarrassed. Yeah, I would. It's crazy that he's with her.
To be honest, I thought it was a bit in the beginning. I didn't know it was really Joe's wife.
Yeah. Oh.
So he's embarrassed. He's got to be embarrassed.
Of course.
You think she listens to the show?
Well, the thing is, she said that I was from Canada, so maybe she does. Like, she knew that.
Do you want to finish? Can I finish? The rotisserie chicken story.
Yeah.
Do you mind making it nicer?
You want it to be nice?
Yeah.
Like,
what happened to those guys? Go ahead.
Last year, you heard they became friends, right?
Yeah,
and
but that's
one
all
of them
I
wanted
heard.
One of them wanted to be better friends than the other one.
Oh,
that's kind of the vibe I got. Because I don't think they're best friends necessarily. You know, they've got a lot going on.
Can't you make it really nice? Like,
oh, you just want it to be nice.
Well,
but wait,
yeah.
Maybe it takes a turn, though. You know?
Oh,
maybe
I should have. Excuse me.
It doesn't.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, okay.
So this is the story. This is why my podcast is number one, and other podcasts are so angry.
Yeah,
they're so angry. They're like, God fucking damn it. Just when you think he's a loose cannon, he makes that show all nice and neat with packaging. This is the story. These people that listen to the show, they know about this rotisserie chicken guy.
Yeah.
The way the story goes is completely up to you, whatever happens. He could win the lottery.
So this is canon.
Things could get worse, but don't make him. Nah, make him good. Do you mind if I give you that one direction? You make him nice.
Your guy's got to be nice.
My guy. I want the story to be nice between the both of them.
Okay.
Maybe their wives end up being friends or
maybe
their significant other, whatever their lifestyle
swing.
Is. Let's not make it. Oh, whatever. People swing. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I don't have restrictions. I'm not going to. People should do whatever they want that makes them happy. And I'm not. Guess what? guess what I decided to stop doing? Why don't you ease up on the guitar? That's a guy who knows nothing about instruments. I decided to not all the time, but I'm to George Carlin, yeah. I'm being honest. Making fun of people, even in my car, when I'm, you know, I know they, I used to go, I don't want to have fun at someone else's expense. Maybe indirectly it does. Maybe people, and I really did, I thought of a few people the other day that I saw, one person particularly, and, you know, not even just going, that's a little... Whatever, you know what I mean? Like when I'm trying to think of a good example, but not a totally true one, so I won't look like an animal.
Like when you drive up next to a bunch of perverts.
Oh my God! Oh God! What? Oh, thanks, Aristotle.
Leaving Nerdist.
We just got thrown off the network.
Oh.
So this story, and this is when people, they go, God damn it, that Todd Glass show. You know what they say? They go, just when you think it's just nothing or it's all over the place, this motherfucker comes in and he produces the shit out of that show. Wow, they say. They're so mad. This is the story of the Rotisserie Chicken guys. Go ahead. What happened?
So you want to know the story of what happened after the phone call?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And I'm being, to George Carlin, being honest, I'm not crazy about this betting music.
No, the betting music's great.
Can I give you another? Can you play the one we played all, like, last week over and over and over again? Will you be honest with me?
Yep.
Thank you. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Tell your pants. Nah.
Well, you can't see my pants.
I know, but tell them. Yeah. You make my pants want to get up and dance. Raise your hand if you think that you could go meet someone you like at a bar, whatever they are, whatever you're attracted to. You go over, you say, you make my pants want to dance. Raise your hand if you think it'll work.
Like as a pickup line?
Yeah. You make my pants want to get up and dance. No. What if you sang it with a speaker on your head? with the real good version of it. You spend some money, you get some nice violins.
That might work.
I thought so. Yeah. Watch this video. Go ahead. Hey, so just when people think, imagine if this happened this way, and I'll tell you when. This Todd Glass show, it's all over the place. No, I disagree. This would be the person I would like to be in the room when somebody makes fun of my show. Just when you think it is, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And that, and I'll tell you what, he will not disappoint. He ties it all up in a bow. Sure, I know what I'm doing. It's the Todd Glass show, everybody. Every week we come in here, we get silly, we let our guard down, and tonight we hear the story of the Rotisserie Chicken Oven Guy. What exactly happened?
And you want me to tell it?
Yes.
Okay, so after the phone call ended, we're going to go back to where the phone call happened. So after the phone call happened...
Can you put some reverb in his... Would you like reverb in your voice?
Not at all, no.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Can I? Do you mind? I don't mean to be rude. Can I put a little smidgen in there?
Nah. I think it sounds a little bit...
Okay, no reverb.
Yeah. I don't...
Okay.
I don't like the way it sounds.
That's just in the room.
Yeah. Okay, so after the phone call that ended, the rotisserie guy, he had a breakdown. As we heard, he was having a breakdown, and he
can I ask you a question? And if you tell me to shut the fuck up,
shut the fuck up.
Do you want balloons? Can I have balloons in the story?
Yeah,
I don't mean to do some shit improv bit, but if everybody run around the room, do you mind if like? Oh, am I asking for too much?
In what? Sorry,
well, hold on. I feel like turn the music off. Turn the music off. Turn the reverb off. Let's not fuck around. Is it too? I feel like I'm throwing too much. If we all like, I want this story to be so nice. Is it too much if we go around the room and we have everyone like? I want you to have balloons in the story. Does anybody else want
a machete?
Machete.
Oh, I don't know how that's going to be nice. Drugs.
Giraffes.
Do you want to write this down?
Yeah, I'll write it down.
And I don't mean to be like an improv troupe where
it's okay. This is. I know. I like this.
Hey,
this
he said spaghetti.
Yeah.
And
I'll take suggestions.
More drums. Guess what? Remember what you can remember.
Yeah.
Let's see how good you are.
Yeah, let's hear. So what's everyone?
Spaghetti.
Think? Spaghetti.
A hatchet.
I don't know. A machete.
Can you make it like a foam one?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What if Jake goes, not Jake.
A pink foam machete. Oh, Blake Wexler's album? Could you throw that in there?
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. He can't believe he does that. Takes a bit. Yeah, the next thing you know, it's just that's so ridiculous. It's not even nice. This would be dick. Oh, I got a CD. We get it. Oh, we get it. Hey, Blake Wexler shows up on a horse. I'm Blake Wexler. I'm Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler's here on his horse, everybody. Everybody, I'm Blake Wexler. I'm here on my horse.
Oh, he's doing one of his bits.
Oh, yes.
On the horse.
Oh, everybody, I'm Blake Wexler. It doesn't even make any sense. I don't even understand. It doesn't even make any sense.
It's like he's talented or something.
So I'm bored of this bit. Are you? Be honest. I don't like to keep anybody in a bit they're bored of.
Well, it feels weird. My reverb's not is gone.
Oh. Now, do you want
a second rotisserie chicken?
Do you want the betting music?
No, not at all.
All right,
yeah. So can I get reverb back though?
You
I
know
kinda,
what?
I started.
Oh, you like your reverb?
I started liking the reverb.
Oh, all of a sudden you like the reverb?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you'll admit it. Oh, now you'll admit you like the reverb.
I'm not
oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
This is the reverb. This is the best reverb in the world. Yeah. Aristotle. I'm not even joking. It might be too much sometimes, but how the fuck did you figure that out? Wow.
So you want me to tell the story of the rotisserie chicken? No betting music, though, if you could.
No betting music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't have my headphones on right now. I'm going to trust that you're not going to
I promise I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it, honestly. Potato salad.
Yeah, I know. You're afraid.
May my house fall on me while I'm sleeping.
Well, I'm sleeping in there as well,
well
tonight.
Fuck it. You better watch what you be careful.
Okay. So after the phone call, he got really sad and decided that what were the things you guys wanted? And so he decided.
You're the worst improv in the world.
Yeah.
What did you say again? Be the guy. Ready?
Yeah, what did he say?
Balloons.
Sorry, what's the suggestion?
Oh, by the way, you're the improv guy who smokes too much pot.
Okay.
That's all the whole thing. Ready? Balloons.
Hey guys.
I said balloons.
Hey, hang on a second. Chill. Relax. What?
Well,
hey.
You keep.
No, I need to do a suggestion. I need a suggestion.
We said balloons, and that other guy over there said doghouse.
Well, which one is it? Which one is
balloons.
It?
Balloons.
Okay, stop. I'm getting a tension headache.
Oh, great improv.
Okay, so. So a little guy and there's a...
Balloons and doghouse!
Yeah.
Balloons and doghouse!
Balloons!
By the way, picture we're in the audience of an improv place that holds, and you're up on the stage, and there's only like 15 of us.
Yeah.
And you're just... Okay. You never... You can't... Just, what the fuck?
Yeah, okay.
Balloons!
Okay,
you gotta be quiet so I can do it.
Well, you gotta do it. We've been here for half an hour.
Why did you pay to come to the show and
because it was
like
good
this?
Up till now.
Yeah.
Balloons. When are you gonna get to the part balloons. Where you work the word balloons and what was the other one?
Balloons.
How do you
why
not
do
you
ask
know
us
either?
For
what
the
are you
balloons. Balloons. Okay, so hang on, guys. Be quiet, please. Please. Thank you. So I was...
Baboons!
No, it was balloons, I think.
Balloons.
So now it's a...
Balloons, baboons, and doghouse.
Hey, guys, I got one on... did I hear rolling papers?
No one said that.
Are you sure? Okay. What did...
Chris James is here, huh? I know.
Los Angeles tonight.
It's great if you ever don't know. Like, what do you do? I don't know where to take
Chris
it.
James.
No. Hey, oh my God. Pause it. For real. To George Carlin. Okay, I just have to break it. Obviously, Blake Wexler's here. Remember. Everybody. Blake goes,
oh, he's shocked. Look.
So it's a visual, but if someone shoots it, We'll be able to show it. But it takes a lot of energy. Remember when we did that show for Corey up in the wine country?
Oh,
and they had a 15-piece New Orleans jazz band? Well, all of a sudden, we look around the room, and Blake was dancing. I tried to imitate you last week on the show. In that 1920s, your hands are doing one thing, your feet are doing another. And he would just go by me. And they played in the crowd. It was great. It was a great show in a winery, in a warehouse. They set it up great. And after the show, there was a food truck inside with all the doors shut. They had an art show. So you went into this warehouse, but they created a world in there. In that, the backdrop for the comedy show was just wine cases stacked up. The walls were kegs that made you have an entrance. Then the food truck is there. They got Christmas lights. And after the show, I know that there's going to be a New Orleans jazz band. I figured they'd stay on the stage. They didn't. I know I've told this story on the podcast before, but it's worth it. They shoot into that crowd – and they take over. They take control. There's a lesson on. They get those horns, and they get, and then one jumps on up on top of the, on top of like six stacks of something, and they start playing. They have three flashlights. Boom! They hit them with a flashlight. They're wailing away on the trumpet. They're in the crowd. They're in that crowd, and they are playing, and it's electric. It is electric, and people that were leaving, they come back. It takes them 2 minutes to go, we ain't going nowhere, because nowhere is this going on. I'm not going, some people left, but the majority of people didn't, because they went, no, this is what you go out for. This is what you search for, something unique. I just saw a show, and now only is the show great, but right after the show, they provide a food truck. This New Orleans jazz band is just wailing away. They did this thing where they got into the center and they went down, 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 and their instruments got quieter. Guess what everybody did? 100 people packed around them went down, 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 laying on the floor. And then all of a sudden the clarinet comes up. Burm, burm. But through all this, Blake Wexler comes shooting around that, dancing like a fucking a lizard on acid. Does like boom, 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 doo, doo, doo. He'd be like dancing all around, one leg in the air. He'd twirl by you. If you forgot where Blake was, all of a sudden, doom, he shot by you dancing. And some girl goes, now I know Blake has never done, you've never done coke.
No.
Not that it would matter, but I knew you weren't on coke that night. I know you well enough. So she goes, he's got to be on coke. I'm like, I know 100% sure that he's not, you know, like, and she goes, what? I go, no, trust me. Like, I know him very well. This is just him. And you're like, geez, geez. And then, so will you do that visually in here? We'll play Chris James' song. And then when it goes to the part where the music is at the end, you'll play a little bit over there, Gabe. And will you dance around for everybody here? Like, do you remember how you were doing it?
Yes.
Let's pee first.
Let's pee during.
let's
I'll do it first. I want to do it first. I want to do it now.
Right?
Let's dance.
We'll take a break, right? Chris James is our guest, by the way, everybody.
Chris James is in America, and he is in the barn. He's on the Todd Glass Show, and so is Blake Wexler. Chris James is in America, and he is in the barn. He's on the Todd Glass Show, and so is Blake Wexler.
The Todd Glass Show with Blake Wexler. Aristotle's here, Blake Wexler's here, Niles here. Chris James is our guest, and as every week, Aaron is on the board from Mute Valley Sounds, and Gabe is on trumpet. Sure, we come back applauding. What are we, stupid? How do you like the way that got feathered in there by Aristotle? You know, you hear us talking, the music's playing, and then they fade away beautifully. Done live, ladies and gentlemen. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. That song.
How are you? Oh. Sure, I'm a good interviewer.
Oh, this isn't a real question conversation.
No, it is.
That song is...
What song?
The song you just played about me. The song about me.
This one? Can I make sure it's the right one?
Sure,
can you play it so I can remember?
Yeah.
Chris James is in America.
This one?
Yeah.
What about
we can do the whole? Do you want to do
sure?
The
I don't mind. Yeah, play it again.
Chris James is in America, and he.
Hey, do you like that bit when we play it over and over and over again? Or is that too much? You think that's obnoxious, that bit? And I want you to answer honestly. Here's the truth. I'm being honest with you. Some people go, "We get the joke," but do you think that's?
To be honest,
you like it?
No, I don't like. I don't like the joke at all. I think
you don't.
I don't like it, but I would like to hear the song again, not as a joke. I just like to hear it again.
All right, play it again.
Chris James is in.
Like all the way through.
Well, I'm tired of this bit. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about that. I always put, get lost in the middle and start going another direction for no reason. I do that so Aristotle has a good place to come back when he edits. No, we took it. I'm going to be honest with you. We took something out just now. We edited out. Blake pulled out his dick, and I had to edit.
He was slapping it against the microphone.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
It was clipping the mic.
And why would I make that up? That was true. Blake, we had to edit it out.
This is my first time calling in. Is any video of the dick slapping against the thingamajigs, or is it just going to go online?
People are crazy.
Chris was about to say something about the song.
Oh, yeah, the song.
I'm still here. The dick.
Oh.
The dick slapping around me in a thingamajig. Is that fresh or
I love that you got the phone lines hooked up.
So I just wanted to...
What?
I was going to say something about the song.
What were you going to say? Well, I'm a good interviewer. Of course I'll let you talk.
Yeah. That
people are so fucking mad. These other shows.
Okay. So that song is that's a remake of a song I did. Did you know that?
Is that true?
Yes.
Jakes and Kay. Play that again. Yeah, I did not know that. What's this from?
I fucking love that
song. You're the one that did Jakes in Canada.
That was my song.
Wait a second. So
Aristotle knows the song.
I fucking love that
song. Put some reverb in
your... That's nice of you to say.
Jakes. We all love that song. We played the F out of it. Yeah, I'm trying to not curse unnecessarily anymore. And I want to stop saying motherfucker, definitely. I don't mind saying fucker.
You don't mind saying that.
I'm too George Carlin, I'm being honest.
It's fucking your mom.
What? Oh, come on.
Well, it's just weird. You don't want to say motherfucker, but you just said it.
I edited that out. Nobody heard it. All right, I have to tell people. Oh.
Face fucker?
Oh, this is mine.
No, this is...
No, this is mine, I think.
Jake's in Canada, and he is...
This is me singing. I don't sing.
Learning what it is to be a native.
Did you know that in Canada, there are trains that are in the sky? They're like subways, but except in the sky, Todd.
That's right, Jake. We actually call them sky trains.
And did you know that you don't even have to pay for them?
Well, I mean, that's not actually true. You're supposed to pay for them. It's done on the honor system. Those ticket booths, when we go in, you're supposed to grab a ticket there.
Gee willikers.
Jake's in Canada, and he is having fun. He's learning what it is to be Canadian.
I'm tired of this shit.
Did you know in Canada, they don't even use pennies anymore? Isn't that loony?
Yeah, that's right. We stopped using the penny about a year ago. Everything's just nickel and up now in Canada.
Yeah, and I noticed that you don't have a take a penny, leave a penny. You have one of those like take a quarter, take a loony, take a toonie. You know, it's not in a tray like it is in America. It's just this clear box.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's a clear box. It has just like there's bills in there as well. It just takes.
Jeez, he doesn't shut up.
Oh, he hit the payoff was coming up.
Oh shit!
No, it's okay. People have heard it. It's already been on the.
But we've heard it. It's on the album this year. So it made it on our best of.
Oh,
no, I'm serious. I try to get out of it.
No, but I thought that was really cool. That whoever that, was that Joe
Jingle Joe.
Yeah, Joe and he made a parody of your song.
That's amazing. That's
hey, you've never had a. I never had a song and had someone do a parody of it.
Never in my life.
God damn it! I want to do that now.
He remembers everything.
I know, I have to sing a song.
I mean,
I have to do an original and then ask Joe to do a parody of that. What a responsibility. What am I, like a professional singer or something?
I mean,
oh, no.
I can sing.
I didn't say I could sing. I didn't say I could sing. If anything, I didn't say that. I said the opposite of it. You guys make a big deal about nothing. You guys all, you know what you are? You're troublemakers. I didn't say anything wrong. No, first of all, the sad part is you at least, some things have at least had to been done to be funny. I never even said I could sing. No, you guys can go on all you want. You guys can go on all you want. Because I'm, yeah. You think you're going to win, I could out. Yeah. No, I'm not scared. Oh, yeah, I'm so bad. Okay, I can sing. I said it. Go back and listen to the fucking podcast. And I obviously didn't say I could sing. I said...
You can dance.
You can dance if you wanna. Ba 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 ba. Bop, I just made Gabe go to the mic and do this. I can tell in his face, he's not sure if he could find the rhythm, because he walked to the mic like a guy who had smoked a lot of marijuana and then was given a responsibility of something that might be harder to do. Bop, 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 bop. Ba 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 ba. Delicious.
Is that a woodwind or brass?
Who's called? Oh, go ahead, caller.
Instrument question?
So many other shows are jealous because I take calls now. I heard it. They're so like, oh, shut the fuck up. He takes calls now. And I don't make this stuff up. They're so mad. like at my good interview styles, that's what people are, a lot of people are saying, like, yeah, and he does good interviews. That's what really pisses me off.
I bet they're really jealous about how we got Blake Wexler to dance to that song.
God bless you, Aristotle. And if what I mean to say is you are just the best.
Oh,
because is there anything you want to talk about, Aristotle?
Just Blake's dancing.
No, there's nothing on your mind. Maybe I should give you a 2 minutes every week to have a 2 minutes with
That's
Aristotle.
Generous.
Yeah. Oh. Just Blake goes, that's generous. And then, first of all, I thought it was in a way because it's 2 minutes. He wouldn't want more, but I get it. I do a 3-hour podcast. Maybe I can give you 2 minutes a week.
At the end.
You could talk about all the things that are on your mind. Get it off your mind. Feel like you've gotten your tangled up
but
thoughts
only 2 minutes.
Out of your head. 2 minutes. I'll do 2 minutes and 58. I'll do 2 hours and 58 minutes.
Tight 2 hours.
Hey, listen, I'm going to do a podcast next week, Aristotle. It's 3 hours. I'm only going to do 2 hours and 58 minutes. You do the rest of the two. Let's split it down the middle. I don't know if that's splitting it down the middle. But what I'd like to do right now, as a professional comedian and also a professional podcast person, I might say, I did say, that's a done rhythm. I might say, I did say. I get it. We were talking about Joe and his songs, and then he did a parody of that. Makes it Canada.
Yeah, it's very cool. He's.
Hold on.
Okay.
I don't mean to interrupt. Yeah. I interrupt myself. No, I do. I had something I was going to say, so I not only did interrupt you, I interrupted a thought I had in my head, so we're equal. Both of us are pissed off at this story that's going to get told. But it is just, it's a memory, and it's a professional. Here's when they start getting fucking pissed off, and that's when Aristotle goes, Todd, just when I thought, You impress me. We're gonna play that song for Blake that jazz band or not the jazz New Orleans band played. We're gonna play your jingle again. And when it gets to the part where it's just music, I'm gonna turn it so loud in this studio. Trust me, everybody. If it gets too loud, I'll bring it down. But let me get it too loud. Put a shit ton of reverb in it. Now, Gabe over there, if you want to, I would appreciate it into the mic over there, Gabe. Do you mind? I know you don't like to get up because you're lazy. No, he is. He told me on the phone once. He called me up. He goes, I'm lazy. No, do you want to do it from over here into that mic?
I'm totally cool. Go up there.
You are?
Yeah, right.
Can
now.
I tell you something, Gabe? You're a breath of fresh air. No. I take him for granted sometimes. I'm giving him the finger like a dick. Hey, you know what? You guys are a bunch of nerds.
Oh, is that your new?
Sorry, I was just trying to act tough.
That's your new persona?
Well, I have a motorcycle now, and I call people nerds.
Is that a diss or a compliment on the Nerdist Network?
Oh, you're right. You say anything to fucking Chris Hardwick, I'll come over there and choke you to death, Aristotle.
I heard he's on the phone.
Yeah, he doesn't. Does he still call?
Is it really Chris Hardwick?
I have,
how do we know it's Chris Hardwick? I'm not an idiot.
I have a droid. I have a big, dirty droid.
What show are you on? What show do you host?
Around noon.
That's him, yeah.
No, it's Chris Hardwick. Yeah. Definitely Chris Hardwick. It's definitely. Must be Chris Hardwick. Yeah, how would he know that? Yeah, it's definitely Chris Hardwick. I think we should take the call seriously. No, it's Chris Hardwick. It's definitely.
He runs the network.
Well, how would he know? That's what I'm trying to say.
How would he even know the
number? So we should. Oh, go ahead, Chris.
I think we need more jingles and more trumpet.
I agree with him, kind of.
Okay, well, let's play the song.
And Aristotle needs at least 2 minutes per episode.
I'm sorry. I want to apologize to the listeners. I'm being too. I think I'm half to George Carlin. No, you have to be 100%. I think people are willing to hear a sloppy show, but just have some boundaries. At least maybe that's what I want. Maybe I'm trying to say what they want when it's I want. I like to be all over the place, but certain shows I navigate and I feel proud of the show. I'm not giving myself a high grade. They're great moments, but if I talk about it,
you're saying the show's not going.
No. I'm saying I want to not. By the way, you guys are doing nothing but it's wonderful. I'm talking about when I start a bit and I remember to talk about something, then I forget about that. That's all me. You feel better now?
No.
Sure you do, you dumb fuck. No, you don't know when you feel better because you're stupid. And I'm trying to be nice. I demand you feel better because you're a great guest. I don't want to fucking argue about it.
Okay.
If you're going to be a bully, why can't there be a bully given positivity? Listen, it's not open for debate. You're allowed to feel shitty. You're allowed to be insecure your whole life. That's part of who you are. But in this second, no, you're doing every fucking thing right. You couldn't be a better guest. Yeah, it's not up for goddamn debate. Don't you feel good right now? Does it feel good to have positively yelled at you?
Yeah.
You're damn right it does, you dumb fuck. You're a good person, and you are fucking amazing. And it's not bullshit.
You think so?
I think so? I know so. I'm not a fucking idiot. I can't do math. I can't read. I can't do anything. I barely graduated high school, which means I didn't. But I can read people. And yeah, you're... I say that. I go, I barely graduated. People go, what does that mean? I go, it means I didn't. I'm trying to break it to easy.
Hey, Todd.
Who is this?
This is Mrs. Worley. You were a great student, and I think you have greatness in you.
Thank you. Miss Worley, to George Carlin, was both of our gym teachers. I had a gym teacher that he got, too, because we're close in age.
Hey, Todd, it's Blake Wexler calling in. I graduated in 07.
Oh, I graduated, I graduated a little earlier for you. I graduated in the 2000s.
Oh, we probably knew the same people.
Oh, yeah, a lot of the same people.
All right, goodbye.
Because, all right, listen, here's what I'd like to do. The rotisserie chicken story is over. Okay. We're going to play that song. God damn it. That's what I meant. Don't just play the song. You can go get, and that's what I'm going to do. And Blake, maybe this is too much to ask for you, but I'm going to crank it so loud in here. That's when we started with Gabe. He's going to play the guitar, and we got lost. That's okay. That's what I do. That's what I'm paid to do, get lost. At least that's what people used to tell me. That's not too funny. Shit. I wonder I'm slipping in the goddamn ratings. So here we go. Let's make pretend we're there. We're in a winery, right? And it's dark. And they have flashlights, so they don't really have any lights, but they shine them on each other. There is a stage. So once in a while, three of them will go up on the stage. Usually they're all in the crowd. One's up on five pallets or whatever they call those things. There's a food truck. There are Christmas lights. It's dark. People are gathered around them. They are amidst – it's probably how many? 15 of them?
Yeah.
15 of them. They kept coming in with instruments. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, we'll leave the stage lights on. They go, no. They're like, we know what we're doing. And then they're playing. And then all of a sudden, Blake goes, dish! Every time I go, doo! Picture Blake twirling around. People at home, here you'll get to see what he was doing. It's a lot to ask for. Let's get the music going first. Only when you feel it.
Chris James, he's on the Todd Glass Show, hanging in Los Angeles tonight. Chris James, he eats at Tim Hortons. I hope that's not a racist thing to say. Chris James, he's on the Todd Glass Show, hanging in Los Angeles tonight.
Does this sound like a trumpet? I play it with my mouth.
Oh.
Is that? Nah, it sounds shitty.
Not really.
See, I wish I could play like that. I know. I play with my, the mouth trumpet thing. I hold my teeth like this, and then I do this, and then you see this little thing. There's nothing. It's just my fingers. I can do like
that. How do you do it? I've never done it.
Well, watch
before,
this. I'll do the presidential. That presidential. Watch this. When I'm having this much fun, somebody's not. I'm actually, what I'm doing here in the studio? I'm putting my mouth to the mic, me pretending I'm playing, and that's so much fun for me to be able to do. Gabe, thank you. Oh, we didn't finish. Oh, we did finish. Wow. You were was it what you thought it would be?
It wasn't. It was better.
It was better?
Yeah, it was better.
It's like, and he had room. He had the boundaries of this room. Picture him if he had a good, a basketball court. He would half a court. It was like a half a court. He's like, dude, all of a sudden he'd come from behind. Hey, Todd, you having a good time? And he'd literally say shit, and then he'd spin away. I was like, just watching him going, what the fuck? And then that was it. See, I'm not scared of those moments in the show. That's what you can't be scared of. Sometimes the story is not the best in the end, and in the middle or the beginning. But I felt so passionate. Why shouldn't everyone
fail? It's a good story, though. It reminds me of a story. I have another story if you want to hear a story.
Oh, tell me.
Yeah. Well, when you're... Because, hey, you know how when you're young... When you're like 26...
Yeah,
and
you
got to live like...
You seem to be listening.
Well, I'm living at my mom's house when I'm 26. You don't want to live at your mom's house, obviously.
You're living at your mom's
house?
Not now.
I'm saying
when
I was 26, I lived in my mom's house and...
Hey, wait. Seriously, hold on. Is this... Is this a bit from your act?
What do you mean?
Okay. It's a story. Turn the mics off. Turn the mics off.
I appreciate you.
Turn the mics off. I'm being potato salad. We'll turn the mics off.
Okay.
You're just better doing casual conversation.
That's what I'm doing.
It seems like you're going.
Well, I appreciate that you're.
I'm sorry. Cool now I feel bad. We won't leave.
You know,
this
I'll be honest. No, I'll be honest. That's.
It seems like you're doing your act.
But it's
well,
nice.
Because I'll tell you why.
It's nice of you to say because it means the stuff's funny enough that you think it's jokes.
When I interject, you don't seem to be stopping. You just like continue as a train of thought, like it was a rehearsed piece of.
Yeah, I want to keep my train of thought when I'm telling my story.
I feel so bad doing this to you, but can you imagine? Maybe you got nervous, and I thought maybe he's going to his act.
Yeah. No,
that's what
that.
I thought. So
that.
I'm saying it from a place of empathy.
Yeah, but you know my jokes and stuff.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
This is just a story.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so we all know how.
No, that thing.
We all know how when you're young, when you're 26 years old, you don't want to be living at your mom's house. But anyways, I was living there when I was 26. I'm living there for just a month or so, not that long, but.
Okay, I'm not bullshitting you. He's walking to the microphone. He's walking to the microphone. To George Carlin in the bit he is. He's just went to the microphone. I'm not joking around. I'm just going to let him. Here's what I want to do.
You guys are a good-looking group tonight.
What? Who says that? Who says that to?
Everyone in the studio and everything. But, you know, my mom is...
He's literally performing.
My mom comes up, I'm living there, and it's crazy because your mom will always... We all know my mom will always... She'll think of you as a little kid always, as her little baby. It's a sweet, endearing...
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean because I remember when I was growing... Yeah, he's not.
But
there's nothing.
When you're 26, it creates a strange dynamic in the house, obviously. You know what I mean? Like once when I was living there, like I mentioned, I was ordering something online, like tickets to a show, like a comedy show, just like a show like you guys are at right now, just relating to the crowd. She noticed that I was ordering tickets, so she saw, I guess, and she came up. She's a sweet old lady, much like my grandma, and she came up, and she said, oh, Chris, why don't you use my credit card, you know, which was really, it was a sweet moment, but it was also kind of a sad moment for both of us, because I said, hey, Mom, do you really think at this point in my life as a 26-year-old man, do you really think that I don't know your credit card number off by heart? Come on. thanks very much, guys. You guys are great. I'm here. I have three more shows this weekend, and I'll be here. Thank you very much.
Okay, Chris, you're telling me. Well, first of all, it was very funny.
Yeah.
It is funny. You're funny, but
thank you. It's an anecdote.
You went up
to
the mic.
I told that's
not a conversation. You just went and did your stand up. You got to admit that.
It's an anecdote I've been telling for a while.
All right,
but it's not.
By the way, I think a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Not a treat, but I love it.
Okay.
I wrote down. I don't like. All I do is talk about it now. I don't like doing the serious. You know, the stuff that's on my mind in the beginning of the show. I'll hit something like We talked about the meter maid, something like that, just I think is sweet or nice to hear, nice to spread around. But I don't mind in the middle of the show taking 10 minutes. And I have something, and I have something that I want to play because I think it really this is what I want to see on television more. And I think to take this guy's vocabulary, and if you had people helping you write, this guy's a brilliant writer. I think he is. By the way, I'm bearing your soul. You know how you don't want to admit what you think of someone? Because what if the word out is, but I think he's great. And I'm forgetting his name now. Do you know his name in the clip we're going to play?
I'm not
like
sure.
Chris O'Donnell? Not Chris O'Donnell, but you'll know his voice. You'll know his voice. I know I'm a little all over the place, but I'm good. But it's not that I'm playing it because of they happen to be talking about the birther thing. It's because I'm playing it because it's someone nailing someone to the feet of their fire. And I think there does have to be... Look, I get it. You don't want to do what Bill O'Reilly does. Because, well, Bill, no, you know what? I don't know, and I've said this on the show before. Maybe Bill O'Reilly does exactly what we should be doing. He says it what he believes it. Whether I know people go, he doesn't believe it. I think he pretty much believes what he says. I'm sorry. The other thing is even more scary. I do. But does he play it up? I don't even think he has to play it up. Why is it hard to believe? Let's say he would play it up, and it's not true. Okay, I'm sure that could be the case. But why is it so hard for everyone to just go, no, I'm pretty sure that's the way he is. You don't know anybody in your life? That's pretty much who they are, not for the shtick. So I'm going to just lean towards that's probably who he is, as opposed to the other thing that he's doing it for some reason, which is even scarier. I think that makes him more of a monster than he actually is. I think he believes what he says. But it's when someone's yelling the wrong thing, they look stupid. But I'm not talking about yelling in someone's face. Look, you have to contain yourself. I always like to make that very clear. I understand if I had a show on television get to have guests on. I know I have guests here, but I don't have guests of the opposing view. You still have to be, I get it, you have to be civil, you have to be, but you can be hard on them, but I mean yelling into the air like we talked about before, so I listened to him, and it's more about that he held her feet to the fire. And I think sometimes it's good to see someone do that on this end. He did a turn your mic off thing, but I don't think history or anybody – look, I'd like to consider myself at least involved and kind with empathy. I don't think anybody with those qualities didn't appreciate that birther thing because – and this, I've never seen anyone hold someone accountable for this, a turn your mic off moment, but on the right side of it. Like, at one point, we have to deem, and all he has to worry about is that people will listen and don't think he unnecessarily turned their mic off. I think a sane person goes, no. At one point, you have to do that with these birthers. Because he's holding her feet to the fire on, you saw the birth certificate, what you asked for, the long form one. You have to comment on that. You can't now go back into that he's not... You'll hear it, but I love that he held her feet to the fire on this. He's yelling. You can tell he's pissed off. No, you're going to answer this question. And, yeah, you always worry. I'm sure he worried as he was doing it. Like, fuck, this is either brilliant or bad. Nah, come on. You can't yell. He just had a question. It was the validity of you. Well, here it is. I think he says it wonderfully. And then he deems her a kook. And I don't think he did it going into it. I think he would have thought he would have got some. I don't think it's one of those things where they have someone on a show and they get off my show. Oh, shut up. You booked them. I think he thought it could have gone somewhere. 20% acknowledgement. You saw the birth certificate. Did it do what? Here it is.
Tonight's rewrite. Before Donald Trump, there was Orly Tates, dentist, lawyer, Queen of the Birthers, she was called. She grew up in the Soviet Republic of Moldova and then in Israel, where she lived until she came to the United States in 1987. Since the summer of 2008, she has dedicated herself to the cause of proving that Barack Obama is not an American citizen and not eligible to be president. 3 years later, 3 years of frivolous lawsuits, pointless legislation, and media coverage of her misguided crusade, Orly Tates got to see the president's long-form birth certificate and the president himself addressing her concerns in a White House briefing.
Now, I know that there's going to be a segment of people for which, no matter what we put out, this issue will not be put to rest. But I'm speaking to the vast majority of the American people, as well as to the press.
Orly Tates once said, "Even if I have to be a punching bag, it is still better than listening to the silence from the mainstream media." Well, the mainstream media is not silent about the president's birth certificate, and today is Orly Tate's day. Her 15th minute of fame has arrived. The story of the president's birth certificate is now over. This is her first and last chance to discuss this subject on this program. She will now have the opportunity to rewrite 3 years of lies with a simple apology. Joining me now is Orly Tates. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Pause it.
Thank you.
I think this is enjoyable to listen to. It calms me because I'm watching someone do something that needs to be done a lot more. So, like, in the middle of a silly show, this doesn't... even though you had to listen to all that out, first of all, I thought he was brilliant the way he... you know, I really did. And but this is enjoyable for me because I may pretend this being done for 10 other things. Watching, you know, like, a show where... someone like him, I would love someone like him on my show if I had a comedy show. You know, you just have someone doing, I bet that guy could say, every time I see him, he talks like that. I always fantasize not only this being dealt with this, which was with so many other things, I would like to see it dealt with like this. Go ahead.
I assume you've had a chance to look at the president's birth certificate that was released today.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there is now, no longer, not an inch of room for any sane doubt about the time and the place of Barack Obama's birth or his parentage or the fact that he is a natural-born citizen of the United States of America. Are you now ready to apologize for the crusade that you have mounted against those simple truths?
Well, I hope I will have time to respond, which I did not have an opportunity to do before. And I believe that Obama's statement today is nothing but a preemptive strike. We do have a court hearing coming Monday morning, 9 o'clock in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the reason he is talking about this issue, if I can have a close-up, is because at this hearing and two other hearings, I'm providing documents. Can I have a close-up, please, sir? Sir,
what is it? Tell us what the document is.
Okay, this is Barack Obama's. Can you do a close-up? I need to show this.
Tell us what the document is.
This is Barack Obama's Selective Service Certificate.
Okay.
And if you look at it...
Yeah, we don't have to see it. Never mind.
And it shows...
I want you to talk about the birth certificate
sir,
that you
respond.
Saw today. I want you to... The Selective Service has nothing to do with proving his citizenship.
Absolutely.
I want you to talk about the birth certificate you saw today for the first time in your life. Do you accept the veracity of the birth certificate you saw today for the first time in your life?
Listen, he holds
okay,
her.
Okay, what... Okay, first of all...
Yes or no on the birth certificate.
Pause it.
Is that his birth...
Pause it. This is a news guy. This is not a guy... This is not a comedy show. Like, where they... you know they can do this, obviously. But, like, this guy does the news. You know, does, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And let me... You know, so anyway, I get it. I get it even on a stupid thing. The few times I've talked about spanking and you have a guest and you think, God damn it, I don't want to look mean. I don't want to look... But you're either right. But I love that he, even though, you know, he's thinking, oh, you're just, you're Bill O, are you Bill O'Reilly now? He shut people's mics off. In certain cases, I think it absolutely, and that's the scary part. Let's say whatever percentage it is, it's small. But the danger is that when it needs to be done, it really needs to be done. And I get it. You don't want to be in that gray area. To me, why I love this so much, it's not in the gray area. Someone has to bring to light as a journalist, this is fucking bullshit. You have to acknowledge by your own rules, you wanted to see that. It's not like you asked for something and then we're giving you something else. You wanted that. What you said, I fucking want. Why? Because you thought if you saw it, then you'd fucking believe it. It was by choice. You were making the order and what you wanted is what you got. And then you don't want to acknowledge it. No, you're crazy. There comes to a point, it's sadder than that. If you think the president doesn't live here, in the middle of all that, if you don't think he's obviously lives here, and there's still people born here, the whole thing, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's an illness. There's an illness.
There probably is. I think one of the problems for her now is that they talk about it. She's dedicated her life to it.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's like her life. So if it's gone, then she doesn't have anything else going on.
Birth certificate, do you accept that?
Okay, are you going to let me speak?
No, I am not going to let you talk about anything.
Okay, so what it
anything.
Is, your program no. is nothing, but
listen,
Obama,
you have
Obama
to, you have
propaganda
to tell
machine.
Me whether you accept the truth
let
of that
me,
birth certificate.
Let me respond.
No. Early Tates, you're not going to do... No, this is not
fraud,
where you come to do your madness.
Which is a felony. Anybody else will be sitting
no,
in prison
you're not
for what
talk
Barack
about
Obama
your nonsense.
Is doing.
I want you to
do
talk about the
this?
Thing you've never seen
Yelling
before in your life.
Help.
You begged for this. You begged for this
anything.
Document. You got
did,
this document.
Can you do
talk about the document that
this.
Entered your life today and proved that you were a liar. Talk about that document.
Barack Obama is a liar. He's
was he born in Hawaii? According, do you
he's
believe he was born in Hawaii according to the truth
fraud.
Of that birth certificate?
Stop yelling, behave like
will
a human
Will you talk
being?
About his birth
Can
certificate?
You behave like a human
will
being?
You talk
Apparently,
about his
Harvard
birth certificate?
Is not preparing human beings. This is Barack Obama's... this is
so let me get this straight. You are coming on this show and you're
saying,
not going to talk about his birth certificate?
That Barack Obama is committing
Early
Social
Tates,
Security
are you
fraud?
Going to talk about his birth
Social
certificate?
Social Security number that Barack Obama
All right, that's it.
Is
Get
using.
Get her out of here. Get her off
not,
this show. Get out.
Is not the
You're not going
to
talk about the birth certificate.
Early
Tates. Go home.
Anybody
You're fired. Go play with Donald Trump. Look, she's crazy. I invited a crazy person on the show to see if a crazy person faced with the thing that the crazy person was trying to get for 2.5 years could say something responsive, something human to the document that was released today that she's never seen before in her life. And she wants to play with all of her other kids' toys, all of her other crazy documents. I did not expect this to go this way. I thought she was going to address the birth certificate.
He feels, hold on, I love what he's doing. He's saying, I get it. Don't have somebody on, but he's going, I genuinely, something human. And I love that line because that's just saying it. He didn't look for her to go, I apologize, and boy, did I cause a lot of harm. But what he was curious about, and if he could get that, he thought it was worthy of a smidget of, I made a mistake. No, she's just going to, and I loved it. I loved it that he held her to it like that.
Yeah,
and he
was
saying
with-
at the end, please, I got it. I brought her on, I hope something, but human. And that's what's funny. That's not human. You spend your life, and I'll make it very short. You spend your life doing the opposite. I don't think that's how simple life is. I can tell you this. I don't know where we go. I don't know this, but I know one simple truth. You are, and I am 100% positive, anyone that has that behavior or that type of person, because they're doing this to other people, you're doing the opposite of what you're here for. Literally. When it's all over and you die, if you keep it this, you are literally here doing the opposite of what you're here for. Wow. That's the legacy you want to leave? I don't know what I'm going to do. Jesus.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Can't say anything anymore. So anyway. Oh, so I won't. There we go. So what? That was as good as I thought, right?
What was?
That?
Yeah, I loved it.
Why can't I see that more often? I'd love to see that on. I would like to see someone that mad about the way the election goes. Some of their speak about it, but nobody in mainstream news like that. Let me tell you something. If he said that, and I know there's probably Todd, go online. He's done this 15, 30, 50 times. I don't know. I just happen to see this. I will poke around on the internet. I'm surprised I haven't done it already. But yeah, that calmed me.
Well, I think we all want when you have. When you have people who just are so wrong that you want it when they're proven to be wrong, it's a great human. But then, yeah, that's what I expected.
She said
he wasn't acting like a human, which was really weird. Yeah. She said you start acting like a human, which was weird because a human thing to do would be say, "Hey, I made a mistake."
Do you know his name?
No. Do you?
No.
Well, we're great. We're great at what we do. Yeah.
Lawrence O'Donnell.
Lawrence O'Donnell.
When you brought it up, you didn't have a note, so I wasn't sure what.
No, that's great. Lawrence O'Donnell. Wait, did you know? Look at that.
Bragger.
Niall knew. Oh, I'm Niall. I know Thomas, so I have a great. I know about the news. Hi, everybody. I'm Niall.
Hello.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, may we have your attention, please? Niall is coming into the room.
Oh, Niall.
Please. The great Niall who understands and knows about the news.
Oh, top story tonight. Niall knows everything.
Hello, everybody. If you forgot someone that was in the news, Niall will remember. Here he be. Listen, I want to talk seriously, and I'm not shitting around. Ah, I tricked you. Do you want to...
Hi, this is Chuck Taylor from Chester County News. So you're saying that you have a comedian, the voice of his generation. No, you shut up. No, you shut up while I'm talking. And his album comes out on May 20th, 2016, and we're doing bits, and we're doing silly bits and having him dance around like a young fool?
Guy's out of his mind.
Who was that?
Oh, it's Crazy Jerry. I couldn't think of anything. Turn the mic on at Mike's house.
Head up, punchline. And that's all you need to know about comedy.
What?
And it's easy and it's simple. Mom, what are the three rules of stand-up comedy?
Well, turn it off. What? Sad. He's telling his mom about punchline.
Did she do stand-up?
Is this what he does? No.
She does it.
Turn it on again.
Knee Dangerfield.
Turn it off. I can't take anymore. I think he just sits and lectures his parents about. I think they love each other, but
yeah
I think with his CD coming out, it's turn it on again. I can't get it.
Ticketmaster will take a percentage that is not.
Turn it off. Ticketmaster
business stuff. Right. That's back end stuff.
I know. Yeah. So, turn it on again. Do me a favor. This always makes sense. Turn it on and off.
Yeah, I like that.
A plus.
That was a pause break. He was talking.
All right, listen. I tell you what I need to do. I'm going to tell you right now. We're going to go in for the close.
Okay.
We're going to go in for the close. It always goes too quick. You know what bit I didn't get to? I was going to get a motorcycle and start a gang, maybe.
I thought you got the motorcycle. You haven't got it
well,
yet.
Well, I wanted to get it. Do you have a... Could you picture me on one?
Yeah, totally.
Hey, girls, you like to have fun?
They're responding well.
Hey, nerds. How you doing, nerds? That guy must... You'd be the guy that thinks because I call the nerds, I must be popular. You ready? Hey, nerds, how you doing?
Who was that guy? What was that guy's name?
We want to be like him.
You know where that guy hangs out?
Make this your girlfriend, and she's waiting for you outside. Hey, is that your girlfriend out there?
Like, what do you mean?
Why is your girlfriend revving her motorcycle? Does she know you're doing a podcast?
Oh, I mean, she has a drinking problem.
No, by the way, potato salad.
Yeah.
Potato salad. I just want the audience to know.
Yeah.
Is she going to really rev her engine?
Well, to be honest, like, I'm not in a good place in the relationship right now. She's
okay, this can't go on, though.
Well, I don't want it, but I don't want to be, because I'm on thin ice in the whole thing.
Can you go talk to her and tell her she can't rev her engine?
You can
I'll tell you what I'm going
to
do.
You go talk
I'll
to
tell
her.
You what I'm going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to make a little quick edit for you to go out there and deal with this.
Okay.
And we come back, we'll just, but you got to go talk to her. She just, all you got to tell her is she can't rev her engine. That's all. That's all I don't want her to do.
It's going
to
take a while.
Go ahead. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Ba 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 ba. We took a little break. He's talking to his girlfriend, telling her that she can't rev her engine. And ba 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 to let you know, about 10 minutes have passed. We can make up any time because it's the bit we're doing. 10 minutes have passed, and now he's back. Did you talk to her?
Yeah, of course.
She
you
stopped.
Don't hear. You don't hear.
What did you say? Do you mind if I ask? Like, she was just in a hurry.
Yeah, I just asked her to stop. I mean,
are you guys in a good relationship?
No, not at all. No, it's real.
Well, but that's your fault too, you know.
Of course, yeah, I know it. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's tough for me to talk to her about this kind of stuff. But
why don't you go to see a counselor? That's my go-to. Do you want to be with this person?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
You know what? Can I be honest with you? I'm being totally serious.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if any significant other is crazy or not. I every time I meet her, she's been nice the two times I met her.
Yeah.
So maybe you just, I don't think she's crazy crazy. I mean,
no.
Maybe she just didn't know. But I don't, is that?
I just hear something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's not her, though. I think it could be
No, that's
else.
Her.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Go look outside and see what kind of car does she have. I'll go look.
What kind of car?
She drives a motorcycle.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a Ducati.
That's her. That's her.
Yeah. Did you ask her to be quiet? Can
no.
you talk to her? Honestly, talk. Can you talk to her? Because I don't.
No,
I have trouble
her,
talking
you know what?
To her.
She'll let her. I'll
she
go,
won't.
I'll go
you don't
it.
Know her. She's not going to stop.
I'll wait. I'll wait.
Okay. You think we're going to wait her out?
I'm not going to let her win. And I can't do a pod. I can't do a podcast. I cannot
She's
do a
She's beautiful, by the way.
Oh, don't, please. That's like not the most unevolved thing you could say.
Inside and out. I didn't mean
no,
outside.
This is not
She's
normal.
A beautiful person. She's a beautiful person is what I'm saying.
I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
She loves, salad.
She loves the podcast.
She
She's
what?
A big fan of the podcast.
No, I don't buy that. You know, Daniel Keno once told me when I didn't really like his girlfriend, he goes, "Ah, it's sad because she loves your comedy." And you know what? I did feel bad.
No, she doesn't like your comedy.
No,
she
when they broke up, he goes, I swear to George Carr, when they broke up, he goes, "And you know what? I just said she liked your comedy because I wanted you to like her."
Mm-hmm.
Like, you son of a bitch.
She
I tried hard because of that.
Fan, she's an Aristotle.
I'm like, how bad can she be if she likes my comedy?
My girlfriend likes Aristotle.
All right, you know what? She can't do this.
No, not like that, Aristotle.
Well, what's the only way that you should be excited about? As a friend?
No, I mean, as a...
This guy's trying to get pussy. His girlfriend
do
doesn't
mean
listen
my
to
philosophy?
Show. But listen, I can't do the show with that.
Yeah, I understand.
She's,
that's
crazy.
We obviously can't do it like
Do you
this.
Not think that that is crazy?
I mean, yeah, I don't know, but she's... You know what? I'll be honest. She's
How long will she sit...
She's a delicate flower.
You know what? She's what?
A delicate flower. Yeah. I'm
delicate.
Laughing because you're laughing.
Well, no, I'm not laughing because you're laughing.
Yeah,
I don't think it's funny.
No, but she is. I'm saying
well,
I know
so
she's not showing it right
how
now.
So unprofessional. How do you?
I know she's not showing it right now, but she's tender and she's sweet.
You know what? You
nice.
Can stop whatever bit you're doing. Because
it's not a bit. I mean, she's
how could I care if she's tender when she right now she's ruining my show?
Yeah,
and also at the same time finding out that Nick Lipa bullshitted me on the $350 soundproofing things he bought.
Actually, I can barely hear it now that you mentioned the soundproofing. Does she need something maybe from me, though, is what I'm wondering? Because I like to be there for her. What?
I don't mean to be... you know I love you so much,
yeah.
But I just want to sit back and not do the podcast. Let her beep, and don't go out and tell her. I'll win this. Someone has to say you're not going to... Your manipulation isn't going to work.
And your poor neighbors.
She does this thing with her hair sometimes.
Are we sure it's not Morse code that she's beeping?
No, stop. Come on.
What if she really needs help?
That's what I'm wondering. Because,
okay.
Mean, let's take a break and go see if she needs
Friday
help.
The 13th.
We'll be back. I know. I feel like I know she's not going to need help.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she wouldn't be honking that long.
Who honks the horn when they're in help? Like she's choking with enough energy to honk the horn?
Do you think
act
she's
it out.
Do you think she's
act
choked?
Act out a few ways she would be.
Isn't she on a motorcycle? Just get it.
Hold on. Hold on.
That is.
Is she? I just heard her. I thought.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Hold on. Let's take a break.
She's
we'll take
beautiful.
A break. We'll be back. Ba ba ba, we took a break. In this bit, we took a break so Chris could go out and tell his girlfriend she can't honk her horn or rev her engine either.
As long as you can tell it worked out fine. I actually took her keys from her. So she
that's not healthy.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of healthy stuff going on in this relationship. But she's a sweet. But the thing is, it's me, Todd. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Look, I'm not saying she's a horrible person. I was before. To be honest, I was defending her. Now I'm thinking the beeping horn. You got to admit was a little crazy. What did she say when you went out there?
Crazy. That's
what did she say? Honestly,
what did you say?
Yeah, when you went out there and you said you can't beep the horn. Did you have a tone in your voice? Because you shouldn't be screaming.
No, I didn't. I said to her, I said, "Sweetie," and she said, "Oh, honey, she's so lovely." And just she said,
"By the way, now wait a second.
Yeah,
is that her?
Yeah." That's her.
Hold on. Nick. Blake.
You want to know what she did for my birthday? Do you have any interest to hear what she did for my birthday?
All right, let's go. This is... No. Oh, no. This is... I can't do a show like this.
On my birthday, she found out what my favorite restaurant was.
This is just a horrible show.
Like, in general?
I can't do a show with her yelling.
Oh, God. I feel like maybe if I go out and talk to her, and can I...
Go talk to her.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm leaving the mic. Go.
Okay.
I'll take a break.
Okay.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. This is real, folks. Potato salad. I try to make it more energy. We'll take a break. We'll be right. I love taking breaks. I can do whatever I want on this fucking show. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
You make my pants wanna get up and dance. You make my bass wanna win.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
You make my
all right, listen. Wanna boo boo? We got lost again. No. Well, here's what happened. We're in a great mood right now because we came back. Obviously, we took a break, and you went out and you talked to her, and she understood. And
absolutely, we both.
She
agreed.
Just didn't understand.
We agreed.
I'm the guy who realizes unless I settle for what doesn't make sense. This is the only way this will end. So she just didn't realize that the yelling was bad too. You just had to explain it to her. She understood.
She understood. We both agreed.
Can I tell you something? It's good to be in a relationship where at least you can go out and you talk to each other. I make enough mistakes, and I wish I was able to say I was wrong. Oh my God! She didn't look at it. Now, the screaming thing, that she didn't know.
We just kind of agreed that it was that I need to just
she was screaming. It was disgusting things.
I need to work on some
I got to be honest with you. I didn't edit it out, but it was disgusting.
Yeah. She got vulgar. That's, you know. That's
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I have something part of the winter concerts. What month are we in?
It's summer.
Summer concert series?
Our summer concert series. But then I don't know if I want to end with this or not. I want to do this and then pick a good song to close with.
Like to sing?
Yes.
I would love to sing.
Yeah, like a karaoke song.
Are you saying I can sing or you want to sing?
No, everybody.
Oh, that's great.
Do you sing?
I mean, you heard my song already earlier.
Oh, I did. Well, that was good. But you said you don't sing.
But, I was
don't try
clear.
To make it look like
no,
I insult
you. No, I mean, I was saying it as a joke. You can
I'll
hear
edit
how
this
good
to
I
make you
singing.
Look mean to me. Already I've done it. You hear what people... We just took all your words and said, I'm done this bit. Summer concert series. And then, so we'll do this. And maybe Gabe can go up at that trumpet over there, you know, do something. He pulled me aside tonight. He goes, this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe pulls me aside. He grabs my shirt. Hurt me a little bit, to be honest. No. Why would I lie about this? And he goes, next time, let's get the PayPal a little quicker. I'm like, whoa, dude, that's not a good energy.
I didn't. Wow. He doesn't strike me as that kind of.
Last night, there was snatch everywhere. I'm like, you know what? That's disgusting. That's so fucking vile. He could tell. There was a look in my face. That tape, it's just so vile. It's so dehumanizing somebody. Shut up.
Where was he, though?
I don't even ask. Makes me sick. It does. The Red Lobster. The Red Lobster. Five Iron Frenzy. You know the band Five Iron Frenzy?
Oh, yeah. Love
Five Iron Frenzy?
You actually do know them.
I know them. Five Iron Frenzy.
Yeah. Top 10.
Well, I don't know the guitar player's name, but he goes, because it's not on his Twitter feed, but he said some kind words, and then he goes, I could find tons of these songs for you, but then I listened to it. I'm like, I'd like tons more of these songs. I don't know what it is in this video. I don't know. Go look at this video. And is this, I don't, when I say it's real, I mean, I don't know what they're doing.
What's the video called?
But it's here it is. It's kids on bikes and they're overly like, they'll have a lollipop and they're walking through the park and they're singing it. That's obviously not their voice, but it's like, and then there'd be a girl on a bike overly. I don't know if it's done as a parody.
No,
it seems
that,
like it could be.
That was for reals them. They actually made that song with their stepdad. I know exactly what song this is.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, let's play it from the beginning. But it's happy. Oh, by the way, yeah. I like it.
It's absolutely genuine.
Listen,
but this is
put some
exactly
reverb in it. Put some reverb in it.
Summer vacation is here. Gonna run a bike, gonna go somewhere. It's my favorite time of year.
It's summertime, and isn't it great? It's summertime when everything's great. See all the birds in the sky. Time to hit the pool. Watch the people pass by.
Okay, listen to people at home and me. You got to enjoy the song. There's nothing on your mind during the song. If you're letting yourself, if you're thinking during this song, you're just going to soak this song in. I know what I'm doing. And maybe it's a great song. Maybe, you know, it's like, don't make fun of stuff if you like it. Do I like it ironically? Well, makes me feel happy.
It's my favorite time of year.
Great.
Yeah.
Summer is great.
Yeah, summer's the best season for sure.
Especially like in Vancouver, the parks are all open.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have part of our summer concert series. And you know what we're going to hear? And we're going to make pretend we're in the studio. Everybody, get into it. Go get some popcorn. Like, get in your living room. Turn all the lights out. Put it through the house.
Maybe some lemonade.
We're going to do some honky-tonk. You know, not yet. But it's part of our... And this is my favorite thing, this summer concert series. I just sit back. We close our eyes. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've had a lot of... I had a really good time tonight. I hope you felt loved. And
I had the best time ever.
Because this song, The part of the summer concert series, it really relaxes me at the end of a show. It's a great way to go out because it's so relaxing. You sit back, and I cherish it. You know, and this song, it's just a, you know, it's one of those songs from the 70s. I think it is Engelbert Humperdinck doing it. I'm just going to close my eyes. Would it hurt if you put a tuxedo on? No. You don't have to do that if you're listening, but I wouldn't admire if you did. You send me a video. Get first row. Put it on. Act like you're in the first row. Set some dummies up, like they're somebody at the drums, and then you play this. You act like... But, and let's close your eyes. I'm going to get it darker in here.
Hold on. We're going to really...
We got the trumpet over there. And I need this. I need this. I really do. Blake knows exactly what I'm doing. No, I need it. I need it. And I don't mean to go off on a tangent before we go in for the close, but I do need this. This is so special to me. It really... I don't want to start crying. I've had a little bit of stress, just some family stuff lately, and it really, It really puts me, it just represents how music can really transform the space you're in.
It's the Summer Concert Series!
There used to be a time when candlelight and wine was all that a woman would need. Man, you'd be a winner if you took her out to dinner on a movie that you wanted to see. You're gonna be the lonely one. If you wanna be loving, then you gotta keep up. You better know your brooks from your den. Don't even think that your ain't the bird. Papa Dang's ring is gonna turn around. Miss, you can bet if you don't know the steps, you're gonna get left at home. Get off the couch and get out of the house.
This is the close of the show.
My girlfriend's very sweet, I swear.
It seems like at least she learned her lesson. Are you shitting me? I'm done.
Yeah.
I just let's say I love you to death, but that's two.
Yeah. I'm gonna go see what she needs also. She makes she does a lot of beautiful things as well.
Well, it's the Todd Glass Show. That's right. Good night, everybody. Chris James.
It sounds better with the. Kind of sounds nice with the.
Take us out of here, Gabe. You're headlining. Gabe is closing the show tonight. Taking us out of here like a champ. Aristotle on drums.
The Todd Glass Show. You're gonna like the way you laugh. That's a fucking show, huh? Now that's a spicy show with Chris James, huh? You're gonna love it.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.